B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. Time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Happy 2022!
Happy New Year, everybody. Great to be back. Great to see you guys on a Tuesday. Get ready for the playoffs. Well, I've been cloud night since Sunday night, man. It's great. The minute Green Bay takes care of Minnesota, we got playoffs, baby. That's it. And it's awesome. And congratulations to Nick Sirianni and first year making the playoffs. Come on, man. That's a great accomplishment. You kidding me? Great accomplishment. I'm very happy for them. By the way, Howie, congratulations, Howie Roseman. He's been in the playoffs now 4 of his 5 years since he came back and took the reins. Pretty good. So listen, I mean, I think things are looking good. And look, we talk about house money all the time. And here's the deal. The Eagles, they play hard. Sirianni gets the buy-in. You got, again, they have a great offensive line, and that's going to carry them. You saw, I know you guys watched a ton of football, whether it be the bowl games or all the NFL games that were on, and it still goes back down to that O-line. And I'm just supremely excited for it. Now, I know that you're probably not going to get Dallas. A lot has to happen. Carolina has to beat Tampa, and you got to lose. Dallas actually has to win. So there's a lot of scenarios where Dallas is there's a lot of scenarios that have to happen to have the Eagles play the Cowboys. And, you know, listen, I just think it would be a great story, right? Chances are it looks like it's going to be Tampa. Now, you know, I'm not singing and dancing playing Tampa and Brady, because again, you still got to deal with Brady. Now, I know there's no Godwin. That's a huge loss for them. Huge loss. So his weapons are down. And, you know, I mean, I could make it somehow make a case. I still don't want to play, but I can make a case. You know, we can go back into being the Chupacabra, if you remember that, before the last time he came to town. And the Eagles are his worst nightmare. I don't know. Maybe we have some fun with that kind of line of thinking. But without Godwin, without AB, although don't sleep on AB not coming back. You know, Brady, you know, technically he's still with the team. And don't be surprised if Brady, who's still trying to save him, somehow saves his ass and he winds up playing. Because I think Brady knows to have a run, he needs him. And look, every run to Brady right now is special because you don't know how many more you got, right? So if he thinks that Antonio Brown can help him, he'll do whatever he can. And look, he runs the show there, so he'll do whatever he can to get him to play. So we'll see. But I'm just excited for the Eagles. I think an incredible accomplishment. Making the playoffs, that's fantastic. I'm excited, man. Jalen, Devontae, that run game, behind that line. You know, look, without Miles, we were all worried. I was worried watching the game. You know, you looked at the way the first half went on Sunday, and you went, uh-oh. I thought, bad spot, going to be tough. And then the defense came up. They finally started to blitz. They finally started to cause some issues. And, you know, here it is. We're in the playoffs. Happy 2022. Things are looking up, right? Come on. We didn't make the playoffs, so let's go. Good morning, Tunis.
What's up, man? Welcome back.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Well, you were back yesterday.
Yeah, I was back yesterday reacting to the Eagles making the playoffs, which was a lot of fun, man.
Give me some Cuss Crew Sounders.
Well, yeah, I didn't play it yesterday because I wanted to wait until you came back.
Yeah, you can give me some Barry White. Give me all of it.
Well, I mean, of course, we got to give some Barry because we're in love with Nick Sirianni. But yeah, here you go. Here's your
today I want to celebrate Nick a little bit. Yeah, baby.
I saw you tweet out the a cruise gift on Twitter the other day.
Hey, let's have fun with it. I think it's great. I'm excited. Fun. I'm thrilled that they were in a bad spot, right? Like, they were in a spot where the season could have went sideways. Like, you saw it, right?
They were 2-5.
And, look, you can talk about schedule, and that's obvious. But the beauty of what happened, what transpired, is they weren't a bad team, right? Like, the Giants, bad team. Like, there are teams out there that are bad. You know, I got a friend of mine who said, quote, it'll be nameless, but I think you can put the pieces together, who said to me, I would kill for a Jalen Hurts at quarterback right now. You know, so there's some bad teams out there, right? And the Eagles are not one of them.
No, they're not. They are below average. I don't know where to put them just yet. You know what I mean? Because
yeah, I mean, I think they are what they are. They're a team. Look, no one really. This year wasn't about playoffs.
No,
it's a pleasant.
Oh, it's a great surprise.
Right, happenstance. But it doesn't change the fact that they need to build the thing.
Yeah,
right,
to become
a true contender. But they're further along than we thought. Than I thought.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they were going to win 6 games. They could win 10 if depending on how this Cowboys game goes. I saw Mike McCarthy said yesterday that they're going to play their starters. The Eagles had a billion people come down with COVID yesterday, so they probably won't be at full strength, I would imagine, on Sunday. So maybe they finish the season 9-8, but they're still a playoff team. And 9 wins is 3 more than what I thought their max win total would be. I thought like maybe they could win 4 or 5, but 6 would be the max. And they're coming away with a 9-win season where they're making the playoffs. And they turned things around when they were 2-5. The flower speech changed everything, man. They went 7-2. In the last 9 games, that's ridiculous.
Now, 7-2 is a big deal. Now, again, I mean, I'm not blind to the fact that they got, fortunate.
Oh, in, Garrett Gilbert.
In playing the Garrett Gilberts and the Glennons and these heinous quarterbacks.
But then this past game, it was the second time you're playing the football team in 13 days. It was Heinicke and not Garrett Gilbert. And when they're down 10-0,
I know Antonio Gibson's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. But and when they were down 10-0, I thought it wasn't going to be like the last time. Remember when they were down 10-0 and Garrett Gilbert?
Yeah.
We all kind of had the same thing. Like, yeah, but they're going to come back and win.
Right.
Football team.
No,
stinks.
This one. Listen, I tell you, what helped them, and it goes back to what really won them the game, was their offensive line, right? Because they controlled the ball. They limited possessions for Washington, especially in the third quarter, right? I mean, that long drive, that helps. And what it did was it got, look, that offense looked a lot different in the second half, the Washington offense, than it did in the first half. And I think the Eagles took momentum. And they slowed down the game. And then all of a sudden, you get back on the field and you're looking to make plays. And then, boom, it's 3rd and 9, and you're off punt. So, I thought the game plan was really good, from Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, it was, and you saw early on that it wasn't going to be a pound the football kind of day because you're missing Miles Sanders, right? And Jordan Howard wasn't even the starter because he's dealing with the stinger. And you look at it, Boston Scott didn't even average 4 yards a carry. Jalen Hurts had to make some throws downfield, which we saw – And you and I were talking about this before the show. It was one of the first times I saw him keep his eyes downfield kind of consistently. Like that throw to Greg Ward, right? 3 weeks ago, that's tuck and run, right? Yeah. But then he all of a sudden he finds Greg Ward downfield for a 25-yard gain.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And even though, and Nick Sirianni said it earlier this season, even though a 6-yard gain is positive yards, like he'll take that. I can't help but go, well, if there's a 30-yard opportunity, wouldn't you rather take the 30 yards than the six? And I saw Jalen Hurts actually keep his eyes downfield and make a few plays, which is nice.
Yeah. Listen, I'm with you. I mean, here's my bottom line is, when we discuss this, when you look at this Eagles team, I believe in the house money. I believe in the, hey, let's go on a ride. Let's go on a cruise. It could be a dinner cruise. It could be a booze cruise. Whatever you want to term it. Let's just enjoy it. Because this was the gift. The real crucial part of Super Bowls is going to happen in the draft. All right? But this is just a gift. That's a leftover under the tree. You still got one more gift left. And it's a playoff game. And it's a mighty big gift.
Yeah, they're playing meaningful football in the month of January. And remember, like 6 weeks ago, I was just excited to have meaningful football in December, right? I wasn't even still sure or not that they would make the playoffs. I was just excited for meaningful football in December. It's now carried over into 2022.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a playoff game. Like, that's
exactly.
That's such a surprise to me. And I can't wait to enjoy it, man. Because, like you said, I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, they're taking on Brady.
No, you
leading up to it.
Listen, you see
screw it.
Listen, I think this year everybody sees the difference between the elite teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Green Bay, Rams. You know, Tampa is Tampa. Now we'll see with their injury situation. Even the Cowboys I didn't think the Cowboys were as good as the 50 burger on the Monday night against a bad Washington team. I think Arizona's dangerous. Like, I wouldn't really be interested in wanting to face Arizona. I think Arizona's pretty dangerous. And again, you know, in the AFC, Kansas City, Buffalo, New England, you all know who they are. So that's the elite. But, like, you're in it. And from here, it's just about, you know, putting pieces and building and figuring out what you're going to do with crucial positions. You know, look, you know, Jalen's still auditioning. You know, the fact that he's in the playoffs is a big deal. It makes you feel a little bit more comfortable going forward next year to give him another full year of, hey, what are we, you know, is he the guy or not? Is he the franchise guy or not? But again, I think, you know, it's all about now. It's about great experience. And I think it's great for the fact that you got a coach. You know, we have spent so much time talking about Eagles coaches. Right, Andy was a topic every year in, year out, every day. I'll never forget. Every day, Andy was a topic. Chip Kelly was a topic. Doug was a topic. And interestingly, Nick Sirianni has not been a huge topic, other than a couple of like flowers, the flower analogy, just a couple things he says. The rock, paper, like
right.
But we don't really discuss him as an X and O man, which I actually think is to his credit. Because I think he's done a hell of a job as a head coach. I think his team plays for him. I think he's offensively, he made the right decision. He changed the direction of this team, made it a run-laden team. He used his O-line. You know, he put a lot of run principles in. I thought he did a great job, man.
And for a lot of people, it took too long for him to make that adjustment. But here's the deal. He made the adjustment. I keep on bringing up Chip Kelly. He refused to make adjustments. Nick Sirianni changed it. And he changed the narrative of
the
Eagles organization, whether or not they like running the football or not. He changed the course of the team.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't believe that notion that he took too long, I still think that's rash, because you got to give a guy time, right? He spent a whole off season building an offense
right
around Jalen as a thrower, right? Like, you got to give it time. You just can't bail at the first sense that, you know what, it's not going well. You got to give it every opportunity. You got to exhaust every opportunity because it is a throw league, throw first league. So I don't have any, I have no problem with how he adjusted, when he adjusted. And look, I thought he made the right, I thought it was the right time. He made the call. Let's make this a run first team.
And the fact is he made the adjustment, period, right? Yeah. And then once he did, they go 7-2 in the last 9 games. Which is just incredible. And you're right, we haven't talked about him much this year. Jalen Hurts has been the biggest topic of conversation. Jonathan Gannon's gotten more run than Sirianni at this point, right? Because Gannon, there's been firing talks and all kinds of stuff. And I know there's been some stories that the defense has started playing better. Has he made adjustments? I still don't like the game plan that I saw this past weekend against Washington.
Yeah, if I had one, if I got one criticism, one, like, I don't like it at all, it's Gannon.
Yes.
I just don't like him. I don't like the way he calls the defense. I don't like the lack of ferocity on that defense.
Taylor Heinicke went 11 of 11 to start the game, and it wasn't because he was making throws like Tom Brady.
Dude, that's
this guy's wide open.
Right, and that's without his best weapon.
Yes.
Like, again, I think the defense is a product of the quarterbacks that they've played.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I'm going to be real. I'm drinking the green Kool-Aid, too, but there's only so much of it. Yeah, I can't go. I can't give it to
I love Darius Slay.
Love him.
Avante Maddox has been a stud since they put him back in the slot.
No, I think, again, I think he has, I got in the argument with Tyler Zuli. My boy Tyler, because I heard him talking about bestowing the virtues of Gannon, and we were debating. I go, dude, you know, so these quarterbacks are pikers. These Glennons and Gilberts, and they're not going to beat you. Like, the first thing you got to do is attack those quarterbacks. The guy you don't attack is the Brady type, right? Like, I said it before, I didn't have a problem the way he played Mahomes. Even when, if you remember the Chargers game, when they didn't punt. I still even understand how you played it. You know, I get it. But at some point, there's a risk-reward on defense where you got to be able to create turnovers. And you got to create negative plays. And you got to do that. So, anyway, we'll get into it. We'll get into all of it. But it's an incredibly positive day where we have hope with the football team. I do need, because it's been over the holidays, so much has happened. And, dude, I got to talk about Madden today. I missed it. All that Madden stuff, man. That was my sweet spot.
Did you watch the doc?
I did.
It was great. I watched it New Year's Eve. I'm like,
yeah, I got chills.
It was great.
It was incredible. I got chills. It was amazing. You know, how about Dan Reeves? Dan Reeves was the first coach that gave me, that let me watch film.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
He was coaching the Giants. I was working for the New York Post. And I was covering more baseball at that point. And I was doing, like, league stuff for the NFL. And I asked him, I said, listen, I really want to learn. I want to learn the game through a guy like you. And he said, he goes, really? I said, would you mind letting me watch film with you? And he went, absolutely.
That's cool.
And he said, you're the first guy to ever ask me to watch film. I said, listen, I thought I knew the game. And then you realize it when you watch it through their eyes. So he let me watch, as a young reporter, he let me watch film with him.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
cool. And I did it probably about 6 or 7 times. He was a nice man. Dan was like a beautiful guy. Just a very straight-laced, nice man. We got lots to get to, Tunis. How was your holidays?
It was good. I mean, COVID issues, things happen, but here we are.
Yeah, they were horrible. Mine were horrible.
I'm here. I'm back. I'm back at work. I'm alive, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get it, but, like, you know, there was
my whole
situations.
Family got, everybody got it.
Oh, really?
Yep. Everybody got it. Everybody got it, and it was not fun.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
You know, didn't feel like Christmas in a lot of ways.
Yeah. New Year's was better because we got past everything and that kind of stuff, you know.
All right.
Not that I did like a rockin' New Year's Eve. Me and my dad watched, it was actually a really cool time. We had the NFL Network on and they did the top 100 lists, like plays, games, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we watched about 3 hours of it.
Did you?
Yeah, it was so cool.
Oh, that's fun.
And then all of a sudden my dad looked at his phone and he goes, oh, Happy New Year's.
No, really?
We missed it, yeah.
Where were the girls?
They were in bed.
They were sleeping?
Yeah.
And mom, you missed New Year's?
So my dad looked at his phone. It was 12 o'clock on the dot. So he flipped over to Channel 6. And the phone, well, TV delay, right? So there were 7 seconds left on the ball. So we did see the ball drop.
Okay.
With 7 seconds left. But he just happened to look at his phone. And if he didn't look at it, we would have had no idea.
Wow.
Because we were locked into the greatest games and greatest plays and all this kind of
stuff.
That's
awesome, man. That's cool.
Philly Special was on there. Number 10 they added.
Number 10?
Yeah, it was cool.
Number 10. You got to get, you did you write it down? Now you got me wondering.
I can find it online for you.
All right. Lots to do. Lots to get to. We're back. It is a New Year's 2022 playoff feel about it. How great is that? Want to hear from you. Here's how you join the program, 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. All right, let's talk about Parks Casino and Sportsbook. You're going to ring in the new year with some good football action, the playoffs. We got the Week 18, the Saturday games. And then all the Week 18 games, and then we lead you into the playoffs and the whole thing. That super wild card weekend. Well, you got to have your wingman. And in this case, your wingman is the Parks Casino Sportsbook. Yeah, they got everything you want and all the futures. You think you know who's going to win the Super Bowl? You can bet the futures right now. You can check out in-game all the props you want. Parks Sportsbook has everything. Everything. Check it out. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Put in the promo code. It's Fanatic. You'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Just remember, you're going to be in PA. You're going to be 21. The website's got all the details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. All right, 10:30. Across the Delaware Valley. January. You know what? Let me turn the show over to a little Eagles fawn. Fawn over the Eagles. F-A-W-N. And, you know, this is why. You say, listen, they take the brunt of everything. They do. All right? And listen, to the biggest team in town, and they are the biggest team in town, you know, you get all the love and all the attention, but you're also going to get a lot of pushback and negativity. Right, that's all part of it. And so we grouse a lot, and there's been reason to grouse. I mean, you know, we can look at drafts past and the whole thing. But let me just say, they deliver. It's January, and when I think of January, I think of Eagles playoffs.
How's everyone doing?
I do, and it goes, you know, well before Nick Foles, right? Well before the Super Bowl, this franchise deserves a ton of credit. Now, I'm going to start with Jeffrey Lurie. As much as we grouse at times, and he likes to throw the ball, and he likes the analytics, he's an owner that wins. He wins. He does. He puts a ton of resources. And I have witnessed throughout the years, the one thing you can never call Jeffrey Lurie is cheap. All right? Because when they had early on under Andy, Rick Burkhalter was the trainer. And Rick had a state-of-the-art facility. That NovaCare thing was, they were one of the forefront at when it came to sports science. Like, that was a legitimate operation that Jeffrey funded and really invested heavily into. So my only point is they've won a ton. Like, the fact that they're back in the playoffs, and if I told you that Howie comes back as GM and he's in the playoffs for the last 5 years, I mean, that's impressive. You know what I mean, too? It's I love it. Like, that's pride, man.
Yeah, and it was great
Eagle
hearing
pride it. Is awesome
it
pride.
It was great hearing it through the TV and when they were playing Washington.
Yeah.
They were on the road, right? So there were people singing the fight song on their own, which was really cool. And to your point, the four of the last 5 years they made the playoffs. In the last 5 years, only one team's made it all five times. It's Kansas City. But then the only other teams to make it four times, Eagles, Saints, Patriots, Bills, Titans, Rams. And the Saints aren't going to make it, right? So they're out. Well, they could still technically make it, depending on what happens on Sunday. But after that, it's the Patriots, Bills, Titans, and Rams. Three of those teams are in the AFC.
Yeah. And if you go back and if you look at, you know, all the times that they've made the playoffs, it's a lot. Go back to the first time when we knew that they were back.
Mm-hmm.
Was the year 2000. And that's when they made the playoffs against the Giants. I can close my eyes and I can recite the whole thing. In fact, Ron Dixon from the Giants takes one to the house. Kickoff return for a touchdown. The Eagles struggled offensively. Remember, Donovan had no receivers. They get a fumble. Third and 10. Donovan laser throw to Nay Brown. He drops it.
Of course.
It would have been a first down. But anyway, that's when it all started. It started in 2000. And then, of course, they make the playoffs. 2000, 1, 2, 3, 4. There's a bit of a down period, downswing, but then they're back, right? 07, 08, 09. Like, keep going.
Yeah.
That team has made the playoffs a ton in the last now 22 seasons.
Well, we did the exercise. I forget when we did it. I think it was like during the teeth of COVID. And you kind of just had this thought, like, just how successful the Eagles have been over the last 20 years. Remember we did a point system?
Yes.
Super Bowl berths, NFC Championship appearances, AFC Championship appearances, depending on the conference, playoffs, all this kind of stuff. And the Eagles, like, our point system, whatever we did, the Eagles were like third on the list behind Pittsburgh and Baltimore, I think it was, something like that. And that's only because Baltimore won it a couple of times since 2000, obviously the 2000 team. But yeah, I mean, the Eagles have been very successful over the past two decades. And, I mean, that's pretty awesome. Now, unfortunately, it's just the one Super Bowl, but as we've talked about before, you'd rather than be in it every single year.
Yeah.
Now, another interesting set, our man, the Hembo, who we're big fans of, most dead money this season.
He's my enemy.
I know he is. The Lions, Eagles, Panthers, and Texans. Lions, $66 million of dead money. They are currently 2-13-1. The Eagles, $64 million of dead money, second most, 9-7. Then it's the Panthers at $53 million. They're 5-11. Texans, $49 million, 4-12. So the Eagles, right around the same numbers more than the Panthers and Texans. And look, they're a playoff team. And a lot of it is because of Carson Wentz and his situation. It's crazy.
It's crazy. And I think they're a playoff team. Why? Let's think about this. The biggest reason they're a playoff team, it comes back to their line. Right?
Yeah, like, that goes back to the old way of thinking of building through the trenches.
And that was, and listen, you can say whatever you want, and I hear you. Give me the Justin Jefferson, DK Metcalf. I feel you. But Howie has always believed in building inside out. He took that from Andy. I remember sitting there one day when he gave me the chapter and verse on you build your line, your O-line, your D-line, and then it's the shell. You need your corners. You need your tackles, right? Your O-tackles. You need your ends, and you need your corners.
No, I think they can still improve in some of those areas. Defensive ends, obviously, losing Brandon Graham is a big part of it. You need a legit three down edge rusher.
Listen, they need, three pieces on defense.
Yeah, and then on offense, we did the show. We were at the Bluebell Country Club the day after the second round of the draft. And I wasn't thrilled about the Landon Dickerson pick because four straight seasons, he had a season-ending injury. He's been an absolute freak this year. I mean, he's been fantastic. First, he starts at right guard when Brandon Brooks goes down, but then when Seumalo goes down, they move him to the left side, and he didn't miss a beat.
Nah, he's a stud.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest concern was health, and I was like, damn, I don't know why would you do that? But listen, they saw something in the medical, and look, he's been fantastic this year.
Yep. Anyway, it's fun, right? It's fun. It's a great gift, and it feels like an every year gift that it's a playoff game. And I'm thrilled, man, just watching the there's nothing. I had this whole epiphany during the holiday season. So quite frankly, my holidays were a dud. All right. Everybody's sick. It didn't even feel like Christmas. It was weird because leading up to it, we were all gung-ho. We did the Christmas cookies, the goats, the whole thing, the table, the songs, it really felt like Christmas up until Christmas week.
Yeah, you and I were talking about our plans. I was excited to do the seven fishes.
Right.
All that stuff just went away.
They got sick, and it was just like blah, blah, blah. It was a dud. But the only thing that was great during the time was football. Like, if I told you how much freaking football.
The bowl games.
It was football and the Marvel movies. Right. I'll tell you what I got up to. But that's what we did. And, it's the greatest. It's the greatest game. Like, listen, I'm a basketball head. You know that. The league, other than the one Nets game, like, that was a great game. Sixers Nets.
Yep.
That felt like
playoffs.
That actually felt like the first real game. But with everybody in and out and 10-day contracts and this and that, you don't even recognize half these players.
And when you were out, Devon and I did a 10-day contract draft. So we drafted a starting five and a sixth man out of all the players that were signed to 10-day contracts. That's how many players.
Joe Johnson, man.
Joe Johnson. None of us drafted Joe Johnson.
Yeah.
But like, to that extent, yeah, it was just like, wow, there's so many guys available.
Listen, we know the rhythm of things, and, we'll get back, believe me, once springtime comes and, March hits and you're on the road to spring and playoffs and we'll see what happens. I do have another epiphany with the Sixers.
Okay.
That I'll save for you. As to how the whole thing winds up. I actually have a clear picture of what I believe will happen.
Will we be allowed to cheer Tobias Harris, or is that not allowed?
What? What do you mean?
Oh, you didn't see what happened last night? Tobias was angry when he was getting booed for missing shots.
Oh, yeah.
And then he told people to stop bleeping clapping for him. Yeah. Is that part of the epiphany?
Yeah, no, I forgot your, yeah. No. Nothing to do with that. Listen, I have an epiphany. listen, it's a tough year. I mean, I get it. I feel you on that. You know, it is what it is.
Not for nothing, it bothered me, but whatever.
Did it bother you?
Yeah.
Listen, I don't blame you.
It's the money bags. You're missing layups.
Yeah.
You deserve a boo.
Listen, he's played horrible.
Yes.
He has. He has played terrible. He really has. He's not come up. I mean.
The Rockets suspended their two best players.
I know, so dude. He's
playing me out there.
It's terrible. It is. It's terrible. And quite frankly, it's sometimes it's almost unwatchable. It really is. Like, I was not locked in last night. How about that starting lineup?
Yeah, it's gross.
Why?
It's gross.
I mean, it's horrible.
I mean, you allowed Cork Moz to get a double-double on you.
I mean, really? Crazy. But all that said, I have an epiphany when it comes to Sixers.
Okay.
And I think I know how it's going to wind up. But let's get started on the phone lines. 610-632-0975. We'll start it off with Jeff. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Jeff.
Anthony.
Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to you, bud. It's Jeff from Manja.
Hey.
Restaurant downstairs. Remember, I used to always talk to you outside.
I remember, buddy. What's going on, man?
And when the Eagles won, the first person I wanted to talk to was my father, who died in November, but that's all good, and he's up there looking down, and you. I just wanted to hear your voice and hear what you were thinking, buddy.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
I wanted you to know that, and I'm all week, I'm working, so I couldn't be on at 10, but I wanted to just hear your voice and get excited like you are, buddy.
There's something about them, and when they're making their run, and it's playoffs, it feels like everything's right in the world.
Anthony, everything you said. And then when you were talking about working for the Post, was that with John Madden you watched film?
No, Dan Reeves.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is so typical of you, Ant, the kind of person you are, to want to just... Are you writing for Philly Mag anymore?
No, I haven't done much for Philly Mag in a while. Yeah.
Oh, buddy, you got him.
Thanks, buddy.
Also, listen, I got to get back to work, but I just wanted to tell you what I'm thinking about the Eagles.
Yes.
And it's just like the Milwaukee Bucks and Tampa Bay last year. Every win, they got a little better. And every player played better for that Bucks team. And I see the same thing with the Eagles, that they're going to win their first game against whoever. And everybody, the naysayers, everybody's going to say, he's the man. That's what I'm thinking, buddy.
I like it. I'm down with you, Jeff. Go for it, baby. Thank you, my brother.
That's awesome.
Listen, you got to be excited. Is it crazy to think they could beat Tampa?
It's not crazy.
It's not.
I mean, you hit the Brady's head. You already played him earlier this year.
I know.
You know, listen, there's a lot going on in Tampa. This Antonio Brown situation's weird. I don't know what to believe. Ian Rapoport said yesterday that Antonio Brown's ankle was bothering him.
Yeah.
And when they told him to go back in the game, he was like,
yeah, I'm hurt.
No, I can't. I'm hurt.
Yeah.
Now, don't do jumping jacks off the field, and I might believe you a little bit more. But let's say it's true, right, that he's actually in pain and they're trying to force him back on the field. If I'm a player in that locker room, I'm like, hey, coach, like, it's bothering him. We got the playoffs coming up. Like, I don't know. To me, that would be a weird situation in the locker room. There's a lot going on in Tampa.
There is. And so, all right, so let's go off this premise. Let's go off this premise. And you're right. Like, obviously, Brady, we don't need to. We know that. But here's the thing. No Godwin is a big deal. He's their best receiver. AB, we know the whole story. Now, you know, no Fournette. That's another big deal. That's, you know, Ronald Jones, all right, you know, Fournette is a beast. Their defense, more importantly, their defense is not that good. You know, could the Eagles have a recipe where they control the clock, run the ball, frustrate Tom? Like, can't you see? Let's play with this premise. Can't you see Tom face where he starts turning red?
Throwing the tablet.
And yeah, he has his little hissy fits. Eagles are in his head.
Yes.
They are in his head.
To this day, man. And he knows that a regular season
we
game.
We just might be, take this from someone who just dove in with the kids to the Marvel movies.
Yes.
We might be his kryptonite. The birds could be his great nemesis. We could be Electro.
Look at you. Look at you. You know more than I do at this point about the Marvel Universe.
Well, I got through six or seven of them.
That's good.
Yeah. We went through a good run. The boys loved it. They were like fired up. Like they were in, Daddy, can we watch more? I'm like, yeah, dude.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. We might have gone through eight. I got to go through the list. But it was, but think about it. The birds could be Brady's nemesis. And you know how it works. Like there's a rhythm of things. So the team that wins the Super Bowl, like here he is. He had his moment, goes to Tampa, they win, first round exit. Like, do you remember when Rodgers finally takes the reins from Favre?
Yep.
They had that incredible season. He wins the Super Bowl. The next year, they roll through the regular season, and then what happened?
They lose.
Who'd they play?
With the Giants?
Yes!
Yeah. Tom Coughlin, red face.
And do you remember at halftime, right before the first half, Eli Hail Mary.
Yes.
Like all kinds of crazy things happened. And they were out in the first round. So is it insane to think the Eagles could go into Tampa and win? It's not.
It's insane, though.
They got a shot, Judas. They got a shot. Oh, the more I'm talking about it, that I can't even. Like, it's going to be tough to get through Sunday, Judas.
Oh, yeah, because this game kind of doesn't matter this Sunday. Are you playing people Sunday?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't, but there's nothing to gain. I don't want to play anybody. I don't need to play anybody. I don't want to take a chance.
Minshew mania for one more day.
Yeah, I don't want to take a chance on any injuries. I'm done. I'm done. It's been a grind, a long, arduous grind. I give my guys a little respite, and then we're ready to go. What do you think? Is it possible? It's possible, isn't it? Come on.
Yeah, for sure.
Roll with me. I'm starting out for you. I was talking to the audience. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's how you join us. Cuz Radio with the Judas. 97.5 for that.
And this is Andrew Salchunas. You know what FanDuel could do? They could be your ticket to the Super Bowl. That's right. Refer a friend on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge, and you'll be entered for a chance to win an all-expenses-paid trip to Super Bowl 56 for two. Now, you might be wondering, how come you're saying Super Bowl, not the big game? Well, FanDuel is now an official partner with the NFL, so I can use the term Super Bowl. I don't have to say big game anymore. Just share your exclusive referral link from the app, and once your friend places a bet of $10 or more, you'll both get $50, and you'll be entered into the Super Bowl sweepstakes. I absolutely love using FanDuel Sportsbook, whether it's betting on the NFL, betting on the NBA, three-point props. We've been celebrating the 75th anniversary of the NBA all season long with incredible odds boosts, and of course, football has been awesome as well. Sign up with promo code FANATIC for your first bet, risk-free, up to $1,000. That's promo code FANATIC. Just download the FanDuel app and refer a friend for your chance to win a trip to the Super Bowl. That's fantastic. You must be 21 plus and present PA. Void where prohibited. Restrictions and wager requirements apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. No purchase purchase necessary for the Super Bowl ticket promotion. Super Bowl promotion ends January 9th, 2022. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Buzz Radio with the Chudas. On a cold, cold day, the pictures that you sent me from Brigantine, where your parents live, were pretty astounding. We got a lot in Jersey, Mulga Hill. We got... The kids were, you know, they were out there all day playing.
Wait, you got snow?
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't see a flurry.
I know. There was nothing
crazy
across the bridge.
Not a single flurry.
It was bizarre.
But yeah, my parents, the photos I sent you was at 6 inches. They ended up getting close to a foot. So.
Foot?
Yeah.
That's
incredible. My dad sent me, I forget what time he sent me that, but like, it kept on going all night. It was crazy. My dad, like, they have a little bit of an alleyway behind their, you know, backyard between their neighbor's house. Because the way their backyard faces the neighbor's side yard. Like, it's just, they live on, like, the end of a street. And there's just a little gap in between the two houses. He opened up the door to go to that gap. It was up to his kneecaps. That's how high.
Are you serious?
And he's like, well, I'm just going to shut this.
You know what's nuts about it is that, like, it took everybody by surprise, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it was 60 degrees on Sunday.
Yes, it was. I was down there.
Oh, were you really?
Well, I was down there for New Year's Eve.
Right. You stayed?
I'm trying to think. What day of the week was New Year's Eve? Friday?
Friday night.
All right,
yeah.
So we went back Saturday evening. We came back to Manioc. But it was like warm down there.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday were warm.
Like I was walking. They don't have a fence in yard, so I got to walk the dog. I was walking the dog in shorts.
Yeah.
Like it was like nice.
No, it was nuts.
I went golfing on Friday. New Year's Eve morning, I went golfing.
Did you really?
Man, it was fine. I had a zip up on. I was perfectly fine.
It was funny because it was pretty, like, it was really warm Christmas Day. So Santa got Massimo a new bat.
Yes.
Right?
Awesome.
He got the new bat. So he was all excited.
Of course.
So, Daddy, you want to pitch to me? I want to try the new bat.
You got to break that thing in.
So I was like, yeah, you got to do it. So went in. And he went yard first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he was excited.
Oh, my God. He must have been fired up.
Yeah. You know, it was Christmas Day, right? And so we're hanging out, doing our thing. And I got the bucket, right? Grooving it. And early on, he's getting frustrated because, you know, it's like he's got wide eyes.
Yeah.
And he's trying to, I'm like, dude, just relax. Just
you and him.
That's
it. It's not
like
a game.
You know, just even right through the zone. They check, because sometimes he's got a whack out of bounds and flies open too much. And so, you know, pitch it to him. And then sure enough, he gets a hold of one and, you know, shot like right center.
Yeah.
And he was so excited.
Oh, I imagine.
It was awesome because he and I went and hugged him and high-fived and, yo, dude, you did it. First of many, field three, dude. That was it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it was fun. But you know, it was damp from the rain, but it was still like, you know, 60 degrees.
So Brigantine does one of the polar bear plunges every year on New Year's Day.
Tooch did the he did it.
So I remember going outside being like, it's not that bad of a day to do it. Like if you were to do it any year, I did it years ago, a long time ago, when it was like 30 degrees and it was freezing.
You did?
Yeah, I did it a while ago. But I mean, this past New Year's Day, it was like 50 degrees down the shore. And they do it out right outside the Laguna, the bar down there. So everyone's already liquored up before they go into the water. And it's, you know, it's they're warmed up as it is. And then the water wasn't that bad, I'm sure.
Yeah, Toots did it. He did the whole thing. That's cool. Yeah, he ran in. His daughter, Alyssa.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
And then two days later, there's a foot of snow on the ground.
Well, that's the thing. It was nuts. And we got nailed. It was crazy.
I didn't see a flurry.
So, curious, like, when you look at the game, does the fact that it's a primetime game affect you? I told you, I'm sitting my guys. Does the fact that it's a primetime game, does that mean anything to you?
No. No, Eagles-Cowboys doesn't even mean anything to me this week.
I agree. To me, it's not about Saturday night. It's about, you know, let's go.
Yeah, it's about the following week. And, like, hearing Mike McCarthy saying, you know, we're going to play our starters and blah, blah, blah. All right, man. Now, you're not going to see them in round one. But
well, I will tell you, there's a chance. You could play them.
Okay.
There's one. When you look at somebody did a great chart. Did you see this color-coded chart?
I did see the color-coded chart, yeah.
It's a great chart.
A lot of things would have to happen.
For the Eagles to play Dallas, there's only one scenario. There's three scenarios for the Rams, three for Tampa, one for Arizona. So there's four Rams, three Tampa, one Zona, one Dallas. For Dallas to happen, for us to play Dallas, the Cowboys have to win. Carolina has to beat Tampa.
Yeah.
And Seattle has to beat Arizona. That's for us to play Dallas.
Okay.
To play, who you want, the Rams?
Yeah, sure.
To play the Rams.
Baby boy genius.
There's four possible scenarios. The Rams have to win against the Niners. And then there's a scenario where if Dallas wins, Atlanta has to win. If the Eagles win, Atlanta has to win. So I can't imagine. I don't think Atlanta's going to beat New Orleans.
I mean, at this point, they could, yeah.
And then the other scenario is Seattle and Carolina win, Eagles beat Dallas. I don't know. There's only one of the one scenario for the Rams, Dallas wins. So Dallas and Atlanta have to win.
So there's a stronger chance that it's Rams or Bucks in round one. Like you said, there is a chance for Dallas, but so many other things would have to happen.
And then for the Eagles, Tampa, Arizona has to beat Seattle, and Tampa has to beat Carolina, and that's it. And we play Tampa. Or it's Seattle. If Seattle somehow wins, Tampa wins, and then the Eagles, or then either way, doesn't matter. So the chances are, to me, it's a Tampa. It looks like Tampa.
Right.
More than the Rams.
Now, we don't even know yet if the Eagles are going to be the sixth or seventh seed.
Well, these are all scenarios. I gave you all the scenarios. Because so much has to happen. With the Atlanta-New Orleans game, is the game that's going to affect us.
Right.
But I agree with you. Like, I look at it, and I just don't feel the need to play anybody.
No, and you know, it kind of sucks because it's an Eagles-Cowboys game to end the season, and normally we'd be playing the old clips and screw the Cowboys, they stink. But it's kind of like, hey, go get in, just get out of that game healthy.
If you're Dallas, I would play. Like if I was McCarthy, I'd play the starters for a half.
Yeah, see how things are going.
Well, here's why. I mean, I look at it. First of all, when I look at this thing, against Arizona, you watch the game. They did not look good. They did not look good offensively. Now, I know they went nuts against Washington, but that was, again, the whole thing, a depleted Washington team, and things got out of control. If I'm the Cowboys, I need to play to get into a rhythm.
Like you say, you at least play the half, because if the Eagles aren't playing their starters, you'd most likely be up at that point, and then you can just chill out the second half.
And if I'm them, and I'm in for a Super Bowl run, and I think I can, you know, make a Super Bowl run, well, I want every home game I could possibly get.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Let's go to Nikki. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, buddy. What's happening?
Oh, it's a great time. We finally made that playoff ship. I'm excited no matter who we play because, you know, we've made it, obviously. Me personally, I would like to beat Tom Brady again just so he can live with that for the rest of his life that he lost twice to us.
Could you imagine that? Would that be the greatest?
That would, I think, ruin his career. I mean, obviously he has a great career overall, but I think mentally he would be just broken by that.
But, would he shake? Here's the question. Would he shake Jalen's hands?
I don't think so. I'm going to go with no. I'm betting no. But I Sal Chunas, I believe, said it yesterday. But first, you know, like I said, I'm excited whoever we face. But I got to give credit to the Eagles and Jalen Hurts. I was wrong. You know, I think it was Sal Chunas who said it's okay to admit when you're wrong. And I was wrong about Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. I mean, I'm not saying Jalen Hurts is the phenomenal franchise quarterback, but he is good enough to obviously win under pressure. And I have to openly admit I was wrong and go Birds.
Yeah, I don't think it's about right or wrong. I mean, listen, I mean, you're right to show, you know, if you want to call it however you want to call it, you're right to be skeptical of him. I mean, you know,
right.
Again, I'm still skeptical with Jalen going forward. I mean, I don't know. But as far as this team, I mean, I think he's played some decent stretch. I thought he played well on Sunday. What I liked what he did on Sunday was he was looking down the field. So that was good. Especially right. The second half. But they still
seem like control.
You know, to me, I'll be honest with you, I'm most impressed by Sirianni as the steward of this thing. I think he's done a great job. Because look, they win because they run the ball.
Right. You think if we play Tom Brady, you think we're going to see a Nick Sirianni special?
You got to like it. It's your first name. You guys are namesakes.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I like it so much.
I don't blame you. Nikki, good stuff, man. Happy New Year.
I already tried the Sirianni special earlier this year, remember?
Yeah.
And it didn't work. Just to make it clear, I wasn't saying like, hey, I was wrong about this and you should admit that you're wrong. My thing was, it just seemed like there were still people that are pointing to the schedule and that's the only reason why the Eagles are in the playoffs. There's a lot of people that root for things to happen so that they're right. Like, I know there was a lot of people that rooted for Carson Wentz to fail so that they could be right. There are still people that root against Jalen Hurts because they want to be right about Jalen Hurts. There's also people that over-root for Jalen Hurts, right? Almost comparing him to Joe Burrow. Like, I had a caller yesterday that said he's up there with those other young quarterbacks that we're seeing in the league right now. And I was like, no, he's not. Like, it's okay to say that he's not. Like, we can be honest with ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to make this a contest of who's the biggest cheerleader. I mean, come on. I mean, like, you know, I got to be real about things.
I was wrong in the fact that I thought they were going to be a 6-win team. I thought Jalen Hurts is going to really hold them back this year offensively. And look, they won 9 games. Nick Sirianni changing the game plan really helped that out this year. So that's all I was saying. It was like, we should enjoy this more than, look at the schedule. Well, look at what happened here. Look at who they played. Yeah, all those things are true.
Yeah,
but they're in the playoffs, and then we should just enjoy that.
Well, I agree with you. When I look at this, like, anytime you could get – it's why I didn't root for the draft pick, and I wanted them
– I was with you.
You rooted for the playoffs, right? Because ultimately, you want to see this thing take flight, right? Now, we know this isn't the year to make a run. However – you get any kind of playoff experience, that's a big deal.
Yeah, huge.
Look, I mean, you know, the coaching staff's young. It's their first foray into this thing, and they make the playoffs. That's a big deal. It is a big deal, like, to make the playoffs. So it's not about, to me, like, I wouldn't spend these 2 weeks talking about, well, is Jalen Hurts the future?
Right.
Is Jalen Hurts? Listen, Jalen, God bless him. He's giving you a chance to win. And that's fantastic. He's not Joe Burrow. That's ridiculous. He's not, who else? Who are the other young?
Justin Herbert.
Well, not Herbert. I mean, obviously. Whatever. You know where he slides into? Like, see?
Well, like, I went through that. Remember Chris Sims? I hate even saying his name. Remember he did that top 40 quarterback list?
Right.
And he didn't even have Hurts in the top 40. Like, even at the time, you and I were like, and we have our doubts, but even at the time, you and I were like, all right, dude, this is ridiculous. Like, he had Kellen Mond ahead of Jalen Hurts. He had Case Keenum ahead of Jalen Hurts. And I'm like, come on. You feel confident saying that he's not even a top 40 quarterback in the NFL? Like, that's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. It's absurd. It's absurd. It's just completely absurd. But guess what? It's not about, you know, the next, what's going on in the future. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's just about, let's have this ride. Let's have this magical ride that we summon, right? That we and again, all chances, most of the chances is that the Eagles will play Tampa, right? So when you look at it, I think it would be a fun scenario. That to me would be the greatest scenario, to go play Brady and being the goat's head.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be awesome, man. The Chupacabra.
Right. What is it, Chupacabra or Chupacabra?
I think it was Chupacabra. The guy called him. It was also a cigar, type of cigar. Remember that guy?
Dude, we will get – we just were a little early on it.
Yes. Now, here's the thing. You keep on saying that the Eagles play the villain. No, Tom Brady's the villain, right? He's the evil dude. So I would imagine, aren't the Eagles the hero? Like, everybody, for the most part, the nation was rooting Eagles in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago.
Well, but we're...
Yeah, but you're watching all the movies. The villains, they don't win. So I would rather Brady be the villain and the Eagles play the hero, right? Wouldn't that... Listen, you're the one watching Marvel. You tell me.
No, I mean, but come on. We're going to be honest with, you know... Here, they're the protagonists.
Yes.
But they're not. I mean, you know, Brady's the goat, right?
Come on. Yeah, but the nation's going to root against them.
But
go Birds, man.
Yeah.
America's team.
Yeah, no. I mean, come on. I mean, you know how play in the movie, he is the superhero in the movie. He's the goat who's won all those times. But to have a sequel, to have another installment of the story... Every once in a while, the good guy has to go down, and then you come back from the ashes, and you have a nemesis.
Okay,
so he's got to go down. So how great would it be for the Eagles to make him go down again, dude?
I mean, that'd be fantastic. I would love to see that again.
Right? Like, now we're talking.
Because you know that regular season win was not enough for him to overcome what happened. Because he goes, this is just a Week 5 win.
No.
He'd love to knock out the Eagles in the playoffs.
But now he's shorthanded. Yeah. Right? Now you're throwing to Scotty Miller. Scotty Miller's, he's not Godwin, man. And you, I can see it. You know the rhythm of things. Once you get there, you win. You know, listen, he's the ultimate competitor.
Yeah.
But everybody else on that team, I mean, why? You're going to tell me Gronk's going to be broken up if they're out early?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Come on. How many times do you see a situation like that where now they go out early?
Yeah, it happens often. I mean, there's that ridiculous stat of not making the playoffs the year after you win the Super Bowl.
So?
A lot of football.
So, let's think about this. The art of the... You brought up apology. And I want to throw this out to everybody. So, I'll ask you. We'll do the participants, all right? Hurts, Sirianni, Gannon, Howie, Jeffrey, all right?
Okay.
Do you owe an apology? I'm just going to go through the five of you. Do you owe an apology to Jalen Hurts?
Not full-on apology, because I still don't think he's a top 10 quarterback even in the future. Like, not just now, I say in the future, but he is performing better than I expected.
Now, again, the reason why I would say no is, I mean, I think he's kind of been what I expected him to be. Because they're running the ball. Like, it's not like, right. Now, if he was throwing it, darting it right down the field, then I would say apology. But ultimately, I'd say no.
I'd still go slight. Just like, listen, I thought you were going to be the reason why they only won 6 games this year.
All right, I'm going to count our votes.
They won 9.
All right. Sirianni, I say yes.
Yeah, I mean, Because I didn't think it was going to be this quick turnaround. Now, I was never a fire him after 1 year guy. You and I were never fire him after 1 year. He doesn't have a clue. I wasn't barking when he had his introductory press conference. I was just like, let me see how this guy coaches. And in the first 7 weeks, I was kind of like, all right, we'll see. You know, you put together this young coaching staff. That's on you, dude. But yeah, he turned the season around. So I'll issue an apology to Nick Sirianni. Sure, we made fun of the flower speech. Right? Like, I put together the Any Given Flower Sunday.
Yeah, that was just funny. That was just ball breaking.
Yeah.
When I say apology, I mean, like, not you personally, but overall.
Yeah, I think overall people should, because there's people that.
I'm just talking
the
about
press conference.
Blanket statement. All right? I'll give you Gannon.
Hey, let me say this about the Hurts thing. If anyone said start Minshew over Hurts, they should apologize.
Agree.
Because, come on, man.
I agree with that.
Like, Minshew wasn't going to start.
I agree.
And he shouldn't have. And
I'll agree with that.
I'm glad that they didn't put him. I'm glad they didn't. So whoever said Minshew over Hurts should apologize.
All right. I agree with that caveat. Gannon.
No.
Agreed.
No, he doesn't deserve a pat on the ass.
Right.
Like, if we're being honest.
Howie.
No. I'm stubborn when it comes to Howie, man.
I say yes. I mean, dude.
I'll give him credit.
First of all, without a cap, with the whole thing, he's got a cap that's blown out, like you said, all the dead money.
Yep.
And they made the playoffs. And they weren't the Giants.
I hear you.
Jeffrey.
I don't like that he's getting too involved in things, but I'm like you. Like, look, they've been a very successful organization. So I guess there are the masses hate him and want him to sell the team. Like, there's a lot of Jeffrey Lurie should sell the team. You shouldn't say that. They've been very successful with him as the owner of the Eagles. So, no, I don't think I have to apologize because I wasn't really critical of him.
And again, I don't mean to be like, you know, you're not on your hands and knees groveling.
Right.
I'm just saying.
I wish he would still.
You give him mea culpa.
I wish he would step away from the draft room a little bit. Like, I'll be honest with you there.
Mea culpas are. Like, hey, I got to do a mea culpa. It's not a, oh, my God, I terribly wronged you. So there it is. All right, so I give you the five. I want you guys to take it. And I'm curious where you guys are at with the apologies. I'm really a mea culpa. Apologies, like, too strong. All right, got a couple open lines. You can grab them. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Or you could say, bleep it. Nobody gets an apology. I mean, you know, you don't get an apology unless you win a couple, you win a game in the playoffs.
I don't know.
Whatever how you think about it. All right. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. Cuz Ready with the Tunis right here. 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, guys, 40 days up to 40 pounds. Say it with me. 40 days up to 40 pounds. That's how much you could lose when you join NJ Diet. Because NJ Diet only takes 40 days to lose 20 to 40-plus pounds. That's it. We start the new year right. NJ Diet's contractually guaranteed money-back program, so you got nothing to worry about. NJ Diet's 100% tailored to you by using bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep it all. 40 days up to 40 pounds can be a real thing. Unlike other weight loss systems, NJ Diet's all natural. There are no shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, no surgery. Office is close by Princeton, Cherry Hill, King of Prussia. At home, live online consultations. Call them, man. You know, it'll be the perfect way to start the new year. 855-5NJ-DIET. Go to njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com. Stay with me. 40 days up to 40 pounds in the new year. You can lose it.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, 11:30 across the Delaware Valley. And it's interesting because when you mention the apology thing, it's funny. So my man Jim from the Palm on the text board says, you ready? Talk about deja vu. I was so far out on the fills this year. I was rooting the Chunas train in from the platform during the run. I was even further out on this bird season. Couldn't even find my way to the dock to wish a bon voyage to the Cuz Cruise.
Sitting in the morning sun.
No apologies, but I'll offer a congrats to Nick and the team.
Oh, well, that's very big of you to offer a congrats, Jim.
Come on, man.
I don't think there's like people we have to apologize to. I think there's certain levels of it, though. Like anyone who said, I don't know, man, I think Minshew should start the rest of the season.
Well, but it's less apology and more like a mea culpa. Yeah. Like, I mean, not for nothing, but if you were out of line in your assessment, and we know what out of line is.
Yeah.
This guy can't coach, blah, 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 blah. You know, I mean, look, Howie takes bullet after bullet. And listen, there are times when, look, he deserves it, right? Like, the draft is the draft. I get it. But they might have been mistakes, but this year's draft wasn't a mistake.
No.
And
2018's coming into to form Dallas Goedert, Josh Sweat, Avante Maddox.
I mean, there was a couple big errors, I agree. But other than that, he's done a good job. And he's a good job at doing the roster. And I, we're stubborn people.
Well, it's the big misses that have hurt them.
Agreed.
The big misses.
Agreed.
You drafted Devontae Smith this past draft because you took J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Jalen Reagor.
I agree. I said all the time, if they would have taken Jonathan Jefferson or any of those other receivers that would have worked, you could have taken Parsons. I get it. However, my only point is, you can say what you want, but they're in the playoffs, and there's a reason why he knows how to get to build a roster. You're like, you're still quiet.
I give him credit where credit's due.
What about the?
He didn't say you guys should run the ball a lot more the next 9 weeks. That was the coach.
Well, yeah, I'm just talking about him. He built a roster that can run the ball, though.
Yeah, but is that what we expected? Or is that what, like, I don't think anyone expected him to be running the ball 30, 40 times a game. He didn't even expect that. The damn owner was angry that they ran the ball too much against Green Bay a few years ago.
Listen, I'm not telling you he foresaw that you were able to run the ball. Right. However, the similarities from the team that won the Super Bowl was that they were good up front.
Yes, that is true.
And if you're good up front, there's things that you can do. Right?
Yeah.
Right or wrong, if you're good up front, you can throw it, you can run it, you can control the ball.
He didn't completely build that line for the Super Bowl.
I think he had a lot to do with it. That's my only point. So, here you go. So, where's my man? You ready? VG. If the Eagles could generate any pass rush in their front, I could buy into the shock Brady in the world. I think he'll pick them apart if they blitz just because of the mediocre personnel outside of Slay.
And here's the problem, man. So going back to last week against Washington, it took Josh Sweat having a monster second half for that defense to show life.
Right.
Like, the front four created no pressure in the first half. And for some reason, Jonathan Gannon can't comprehend that. Like, hey, if our front four is not going to get pressure, this scheme blows. Like, it sucks. They're going to have wide-open guys underneath constantly, which is why Taylor Heinicke was 12 of 12. And it was not because he was making ridiculous throws. Like, Nick Sirianni tried backing his guy up during the post-game press conference saying, did you see some of the throws Heinicke was making? I was like, yeah, to the open, wide-open receivers he was making those throws. Josh Sweat having that monster second half is the reason why part of the reason why he won that game. The offense, obviously, too. But Josh Sweat's second half appearance last week is why they won that game. If you don't get any pressure with your front four, this defense gets cooked. And that's a problem.
Well, listen, I've always thought that I hate the way that he runs his defense. I do. And I'm not telling you, again, it's a mea culpa, not an apology. It's not a saying.
Gannon doesn't even get the mea culpa.
No. The Gannon, I'm still mad at Gannon. Like, I'm still disappointed in him. But my only point is, with the general manager, I'm not saying you got to apologize, but a mea culpa because he gets roasted. True or not true?
He does get roasted.
He gets roasted. Of anybody in this town, who gets roasted more than Howie?
Ben Simmons when he was playing.
Well, he deserved every second, every bit of it, man.
Congratulations on your engagement, Ben.
Dude, did you see who hit him yesterday? Called him. Who crushed him yesterday? Somebody crushed him yesterday.
Really?
Called him the most gutless athlete.
Oh, it was
It was Sunday. Somebody did it.
Oh, wasn't it Fat Joe?
Fat Joe.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's cracking up. Fat Joe.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh my God. I can't believe that, too. Turner, that's another subject. Let's get back to the phones. Raheem is in Camden. Heem, what's happening? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, buddy.
What's going on, pal?
I'm pretty good. So first I want to start by, you said that you didn't think you owed an apology to Jalen.
No.
And you said that he performed how you kind of expected. I remember over in the summertime, and you told me he was Tim Tebow-ish. That right there, you owe Jalen an apology.
I disagree with that. First of all, I said he's Tebow-ish, like better than Tebow, which I said consistently. And second of all, I think they won because they ran the ball. I mean, I'm not sold that Jalen's the future of the team.
Right. Okay, that's fine. But Tim Tebow's...
I said he's better than Tebow, but that was what I said. That's exactly what I said.
He's miles better than Tim Tebow.
I don't know about that.
Listen, right? Tim Tebow completed his 1 year started.
Dude, he stinks. Tebow stinks. Jalen doesn't stink. So I'm not telling you.
47% of his passes.
Again, what I was trying to tell you was Jalen was a great college player.
Right.
Tebow was a great college player.
Right.
I said he was a much better. I said he was a much better Tebow. But he's a better Tebow, meaning that he's a college player. I think it was pretty obvious. No?
Okay. I get it. But another I'm going to go to is, right, I remember Carter last week asked you if you had a chance to take Carson back. And for Jeff, you said, yeah, you'll still take Carson back.
I'd take him back tomorrow.
With that contract?
Not about the contract. You just said the player. I'm just talking about the player.
All right. So we can play. So. They both completed about 62% of their passes.
Dude, it's not even close. Like, seriously, the one guy's a heartbreaker, but he's got a great arm.
Okay, I get it. But as far as this season, as far as the numbers, they're almost identical.
I don't care about the numbers. Listen, you got your eyes. You can see. I don't care about numbers. Look, the worst thing in the world is football numbers. Don't talk about stats. Come on, you're better than that, Raheem.
All right, yeah, I'm just saying, I think you owe Jalen a huge apology.
I got no apologies for that. None. In fact, I'll double down.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
I mean, I think, listen, I don't think what I'm saying is is bad.
No, I think, I mean,
I don't think it's inaccurate. I'm just real. I keep everything real and honest.
I think that, I think it's inaccurate. I think it's inaccurate.
Well,
we can agree or disagree.
That's cool. What's inaccurate?
Listen, right? The fact that I was on board with how we were getting rid of Carson and started Jalen. I was on board with that from the beginning, right? So I was on board with that from the beginning. And then I look at how Carson performed this year and how Jalen performed this year, and it's almost identical for about $28 million savings.
Listen, I won't argue that point. If somebody asked me about would you take Wentz back as the player, and I said yes.
Right.
Because he's got a better arm. He's got a better arm all day than Jalen does.
Okay, but my thing is, right, as far as passing yards right now, Carson has about 100.
What do you think? I don't care about the yards. They got Jonathan Taylor. Come on, brother. Stop. That's nonsense.
They both run heavy offenses. They both run heavy offenses.
He's got a... Oh, come on, dude. Like you act like you haven't seen the kid's arm. The kid's got a great arm.
Right, but listen, right?
That's all. Listen, dude. I agree with you with the contract. Team, I agree with you with the contract. So that would negate it. But that doesn't work. But that's nonsense. We're talking about semantics.
Okay. I mean, all right. I mean, I think before we go.
Yeah.
Oh,
gentlemen,
apology.
Yeah,
that's all.
All right. Well, I'm not going to give any apologies because I don't think I do. But I appreciate it. I think I've been very honest, very accurate. And you can disagree all you want. I just give you my own. If I thought I was way out of line, I would tell you. They've won. Why? They've won because they run the ball. This doesn't take any way. I think Jalen is everything I said he was. Smart. He's a leader. And all those attributes help manage a game. When the caller said to me a couple weeks ago, would I take him back with an arm? Yeah. Because look at his arm. Now I'm not paying him that contract.
Right.
But again, you tell me, I'll apologize when he throws for 300 and three touchdowns and wins a game that way. Then I'll apologize. But until I see that, come on. There's no apologies. I appreciate him. I've told you all along I like him as a kid. I still don't know if he's a franchise quarterback. I see little things that I go, all right, and I'm good. I told you this before. You want to bring him back next year? I got no problem with that. You want to see once and for all if he's the guy? Bring him back. I like him. I root for him. But there's no apology.
By the way, I just want to update everybody on the situation here. So the Washington football team announced this morning that they will be announcing their new name on February 2nd of 2022. So they're going with the 2222 sort of date. Somebody already Googled WashingtonAdmirals.com, and it takes them to their homepage. So they already screwed up their name announcement. Because they already bought the URL and everything. So if you go to WashingtonAdmirals.com, you click on the link, it goes to the Washington football team's website.
Wow.
They can't get anything right. The field's falling apart. How about those fans? They almost crushed Jalen Hurts.
Dude, if I was a Washington football fan, I wouldn't know. Do you want to talk about a historic franchise?
Yeah.
That they just ruined, that Daniel Snyder ruined?
Yeah.
You kidding me? Let's go to Greg in Upper Darby. Greg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gregory?
Hey, Ant, long time, man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Greg.
All right, listen, I've been wanting to call so bad because I got some things to say. I'm going to say it quick. I'm going to try to cover everything.
Sure.
I agree with you with Hurts. He's not a guy that can put the team on his back and carry him. I wish I could have one moment back, right, this season. I wish that Rager or somebody would have caught that ball and he brought the team back for a fourth quarter drive. He could have built some confidence and became the guy that could win the game with his arm, right? Because I haven't seen that yet. I've seen that he's been protected, We're a running game, and the team, and it's been a total team effort, right? We have enough veterans on the offensive line that affords him to do that with a good run scheme.
Yeah, yeah. I listen, I think, and this doesn't mean he has anything to do with it, because first of all, he helps the run game because he's such a great runner.
Right, right.
He also is a great game manager because he's a leader. Like, he's the kid. Like, you know, listen, I would go play for that kid.
Yeah, but at the same time, as a fan, and I think you can agree with this, I want to win a championship.
Yes.
You know, nice guy is, you know, yeah. If I got to hire some mercenaries to win, you know, I'm going to sell my soul to hire them guys.
Agreed. You know? I agree.
But me, I think that he can progress. I don't know who he is, right? I think that he tops out as Dak Prescott. He's not Lamar Jackson. He's not Russell Wilson. He's not any of these new quarterbacks. He's not even Derek Carr. Like, he fits in his own little bubble, and we don't know who he is.
I think Dak is better. I don't think Dak's that bad. I think he's slumping.
I think Dak is. I think if he wanted to beat Dak Prescott, then yeah, we could do something with that. You know,
Dak's got a good arm, man. That can sling it.
I don't think he has an arm of Dak Prescott. I think that's where he's.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with you. Yep.
You know, Howie, I go in and out with him. I mean, this draft you have to give it to him. He hit on several picks. You know, the Landon Dickerson, we criticized him.
Yeah.
That pick wound up, that pick is going to pay dividends for years, I think. Milton Williams, that guy, he's balling too. Nobody talks about him.
Great point.
He's a nice, great rotation on the defensive end.
Yeah.
Defensive line, he has speed. Even though I don't see his speed, I think that we should see him play more defensive end a little bit. They say he can run like a 4-4. I don't see that. But if that's the case, then you should line him up in different places, right? And if we would have hit on Justin Jefferson, I hate to keep bringing it up because last year I called the radio station.
Yeah, I know. Listen, do me a favor. I got Jeff on the phone. Greg, I love you, man. Don't be a stranger, all right?
No problem.
Thanks,
no problem.
Baby. I appreciate it. All right, joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, we love him, covers the birds. That's as always. He's the best. Brought to you. He does it all. Comcast Business every day in business. Big day like Comcast Business. Keep you ready for what's next. Jeff McClain. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Anthony.
Well, you know what's amazing? Because we're talking about mea culpas today. And I did not think that this was a playoff team. I know you liked them better than I did as far as, especially this back half of the season. And you know what? I look at it in totality. And I give Nick Sirianni a ton of credit. Ton of credit as to keeping this thing together when it could have went sideways. I'm just curious how you kind of look at this overall year now that they're a playoff team.
Yeah, you know, I thought that they would perform better in the second half. Just looking at the schedule, this is, you know, how I projected that the season would play out. And I think I had them winning 8 games. So going 8-9, they're now... You know, 9-7. So they've exceeded the expectations. You know, I didn't think they'd make the playoffs at 8-9. So they've already, not only with their record, but the fact they've made the playoffs have exceeded, I don't think just my expectations. I would say the large majority of people who, look at the NFL and of Eagles fans locally. So yeah, you have to give Nick credit. I mean, it's, you know, 2-5, 3-6, you know, it wasn't looking so good. And a lot of the criticism that was directed towards Nick and Jonathan Gannon and Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie, I think was fair, but I think it was a little over the top. And, you know, I kind of constantly just kept preaching caution in a lot of my write-ups or the stories I did. I just looked back at a story I wrote October 23rd about Nick, just kind of saying how, you know, he knows that he's got to change, and he looked at himself internally during that mini.
So I agree with you back then. And we talked about this. I think it was fully understand. I thought it was fully understandable as to, you spend your whole offseason building an offense for Hurts to throw the football. It's hard to scrap it a month into it. Like, you got to exhaust all your possibilities. And I actually thought it was like the perfect time to kind of transition to more of a run game, run based offense.
Yeah. I mean, you could argue that, you know, why you're looking at Hurts and thinking that this is the type of offense you should run. And I wrote something in August kind of questioning that thinking, because I had heard from people in the building that's where they were going. And I was like, well, geez, you know, do you want to win or do you want to, I understand you want to develop him. Maybe they took a little while for them to get to what they eventually got to, but they got to it. And, you know, I think you look at all those games individually. I think Nick made a fair point saying, hey, you know, we threw the ball well against Kansas City so that we thought, okay, we'll give it another shot. And then, you know, so there were reasons, if you look at each game individually, why he kept doing what he kept doing. But taking it as a whole, it was questionable. That being said, I mean, it was going, look, he was in his first year as a head coach, as a play caller. His defensive coordinator was in his first year as a play caller and as a defensive coordinator. His quarterback was only, you know, less than 10 games into his career as an NFL star. I mean, the roster, they had the biggest salary cap hit for one player, right? You know, like, so there were so many reasons why this team was going to have some struggles in the first year of Nick Sirianni's head coaching tenure. So I just felt like, geez, it's really early to kind of be suggesting one and done. I couldn't believe that. And number one, that was never going to be something that Jeff was going to do. It's just over the top. I think the extremists get some louder play than the ones who kind of look at things rationally. I think most people probably were like that. But just talking to people who like, you know, fans, you know, come up to me and say something like that, I was shocked that they were so already out on Nick Sirianni and that I just had to counter them constantly. And they'd be like, oh, you know, what are you, a lap dog for the team? I was like, I've never ever been called that in my entire life. I just thought I was looking at it objectively.
Yeah, I hear you. One of the other guys that you mentioned, Howie, and the one thing that, like, you look at, listen, there's been picks that I didn't like, and we talked about it. But you looked at this draft, and I thought it was a solid draft. We talked about this. And then the one thing that I think he does well is I think he knows how to build a roster, an NFL roster with his free agents and kind of what he's looking at. And I think he did a good job building this roster. Now, again, I think he knows that, you know, it's still a work in progress and they're not a Super Bowl team. But the fact is that they're on their way. This wasn't more of a teardown. It was more of a good step.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, look, when you're evaluating Howie and the job he's done and you look at the roster, why isn't the roster like it used to be? Well, because a lot of the mistakes that Howie made. So that has to be factored into the equation when you're evaluating what he has done. And certainly as it regards to the quarterback position and them taking the largest salary cap hit and having to trade Carson Wentz. Now, I think he did pretty good in getting what now appears to be essentially a first round pick for Carson Wentz. And I think he's kind of done a pretty good job of digging the Eagles out of this hole a little bit. And you saw him do it in 2016.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I think that's why Jeffrey, you know, when it came time to looking at his leaders and he fired Doug Peterson, and he kept Howie Roseman. Look, I'm not here to say he was right or wrong. I'm just trying to tell you the way Jeff was thinking. And I'm certain that's what he was looking at. You know, how he had done this before. I feel like he can do it again. Now, you can argue that, you know, Howie played a large role in the implosion of that team just 3 years after they won a Super Bowl. And do you want him in there based upon what he's done in terms of the draft picks and some of the free agent moves? But look at the rest of the league. Look at the NFC East, you know, for comparison, and the personnel moves that have been made with the Giants, for instance. I mean, Howie, is he Ron Wolf and, you know, some of the greatest GMs that the NFL has seen? I don't think so, but there are a lot of bad GMs in this league, and I think Jeffrey kind of looked at that. So, you know, Howie does, you know, one thing you got to give him credit for, he does swing for the fences a lot of times, and you like that aggression. And in this town, you kind of, you know, you think that Eagles fans would like that. So I think, you know, I think the jury certainly is out on bringing Howie back. There's a lot of reasons to question it, but I do agree that he's done a solid job so far of digging them out of a hole, which of course he had a part in creating.
Now, I don't, you mentioned Gannon. I'm still not in love with Gannon. I got to be completely 100.
Yeah, I know how you feel about John.
I don't like it.
I certainly question the scheme. You know, you do have to look at the personnel and say, okay, does he have the right guys? I still don't understand why he's still kind of forcing, you know, round pegs in the square holes. Like, for instance, like that first touchdown they scored on, they had the new guy. Who's the new guy? Melano or whatever. The 59 to him at that 4-eye tech position.
Yeah.
Like a D-tech. Yeah. like he just got blown off the ball into TJ Edwards, and it was like that's the touchdown right there. So I don't know. Sometimes John is just kind of bored. I don't know why is that. I don't know why he's on the. I don't know why he's playing. Why you know? Did you lose guys at defensive end? I understand that Barnett was coming off the COVID list, and Kerrigan really hasn't been giving you much. I would play Teron Jackson more than Kerrigan
so
at
this
point.
Yeah.
So it's like some of the decisions that are being made. Some of the you know again the slow starts and. Yeah, the passivity of the defense. It'll work. It worked essentially against because eventually they forced field goals and it worked in the second half. And you know, enough. I down the stretch. Did you notice? Like he had a lot of those guys, second, third guys out on the defensive line out there. Yep. They were picking them apart. So there's certain things that John does. I'm not really sure what's behind it. But I'm willing to give him, obviously, the same benefit of time as Nick Sirianni has gotten. I think it's taken him a little longer than Nick, but you could also look at the personnel that he has versus what Nick has, especially in the offensive line.
Yeah, I agree.
Eagles D-line's good, but it's not. They don't have the depth.
I agree.
And they don't really have the guys up top that they used to have, too.
Yeah. Last thing, I'm curious. What would your approach be? How do you figure the approach against Saturday night against Dallas?
I think it's pretty clear what's going to happen here. I mean, I think they're just going to rest as many guys as they can. There'll be starters to play because they just have to do that. But, you know, 12 players went on COVID yesterday. I'm not here to say that this is what they did, but, you know, with voluntary testing now, imagine that a lot of guys who are veterans said, hey, okay, well, this is the time to get tested. And if they can't play, then this is the game not play. And then you just call a bunch of guys, as many guys as you want from the practice squad, and have them play in a game that really doesn't factor much into who you're going to play in the first round of the playoffs. I mean, yeah, you probably don't want to play the Bucks. I think that's the team of the least that you'd want to play of the four that you have the opportunity to play against. But I think the odds are overwhelmingly that whatever happens, it's going to be the Bucks. So, and I think, in fact, if you lose to the Cowboys, you have a better chance of playing the Rams than you would if you beat the Cowboys. So it's almost, I think, within their best interest to not play most of their guys on Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm with you. So, I mean, it's funny because you look at the scenarios and, you know, chances are the most likely seems Tampa. You got some Rams in there, but most likely Tampa. That would be a fascinating kind of subplot, wouldn't it?
Well, you got the rematch, right?
Yeah.
From earlier in the year and how that unfolded. Brady, of course.
They're banged up like the way they are. His weapons are banged up. Fournette, yeah, Godwin, who knows Brown about AB, right?
Yeah, what's going on? Antonio Brown and then Todd Bowles. And, you know, obviously Brady the last time he faced the Eagles in the playoffs. So, I guess, would you say? No, he lost a game after that, but, you know. One of his few playoff losses came against the Eagles.
I ain't bothered.
Personnel, et cetera. But, you know, it should be interesting.
Yeah.
And who could have imagined this just a couple months ago?
Well, listen, happy new year to you and the family, all right? Have a blessed and healthy and prosperous new year, buddy.
Likewise.
Thanks, pal. See ya. Jeff McClain, Inquirer, Inquirer.com. And I agree with that approach, man. Turtle up and let's go to the playoffs. We'll discuss it. And the mea culpa is Cuz Radio Chudas, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 12 o'clock across the Delaware Valley, hanging out. Nice to be back, Tunis.
Yeah, it's good to see you, man.
Welcome, birds. Yeah, I missed everybody. Missed talking to everybody.
I met my around this morning saying hi to the sales staff because nobody was back yesterday. So.
I met our callers, but.
Oh, well, I met the callers too. But I had a couple days, you know, where I got to talk to people. yesterday. I talked to people.
Yeah, I missed that. I missed the chit-chat. Doing the chit-chat. I mean, I love the chit-chat. I think about our people. You know. Make sure they had a good holidays or no sickness.
Yeah.
Because, man, oh, man, it's just making the rounds, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the good news is the Omicron, it's not as bad, but it seems like it's spreading like wildfire. Now, people aren't quarantining, right? Like, people are going out, which I don't blame anyone, right? Like, I don't blame anyone who had a holiday party. You know what I mean? Like,
I'll be honest, I wish I could have.
Right, exactly. So I don't blame anyone that I'm trying to live my life, man.
Yeah, well, we didn't
do our holiday party because there was a possible exposure, so that's why we didn't do it.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't blame
anyone. Well, the good news is that, you know, most people, you're not winding up in the hospital.
Right, so it's good.
Still, it's around.
I got the boost yesterday.
Oh, you got the boost.
This is how high I can lift my arm. I feel fine otherwise, which is awesome.
That's right. You look good. You look fine.
Because, yes, when I got my second shot, I was, for the next day, I was wiped out. But today, I feel like, all right, let's go, man.
Feel good, huh?
Yeah, I feel great.
Good. It's important. Joe is in West Philly. Joey!
Hey, what's up, cuz? What's going on,
Happy
man?
New Year, my brother.
Happy New Year, bro, man. Happy New Year to everybody.
You and your family.
Yes, you too, man. You know what, man? Thinking about these Eagles, man. You know what? I think we owe an apology to Howie, man. I put on my GM hat. Man, the second round pick for Hurts was, that wasn't a mistake, man. You know what I'm saying? It was probably one of the best value picks to go down in Eagles history so far. You know what I mean? You got a quarterback. I mean, in his first 20 starts, he's taken with a whole new coach. He's taken the team, you know, helped lead his team to a playoff and things like that in his first year. Mm. I mean, without the, you know, arm talent.
I'll take Randall as a second round pick.
Huh?
I'll take Randall as a second round pick.
I mean, to me, it's just amazing that a quarterback that took
him. I hear you. I'll be honest with you, though, dude. I got to keep it real. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm fine with him coming back next year and you know, mm-hmm. doing the whole thing, but I don't know. I mean, on how they're there, I mean, I think they're there for a couple reasons.
I think he's a way big part of the reason. We could be the Jets easily. I mean, coming into season, he wasn't even ranked as he was a starting quarterback. We knew he wasn't even ranked as a top 40 player.
I know, but they had to switch to a run-based offense.
Oh, that's cool. But I mean, Devontae Smith is still doing his thing.
He could be a lot better. I had to get the ball more.
You don't draft Devontae Smith to run the ball 100 times a game. You don't draft Jalen Reagor to do the ball.
Well, that's my point. My point it is, Joe, I still go, I want a quarterback that can throw the ball, right? Like, I still want a quarterback. Like, I sit and I watch Joe Burrow throw to Jamar Chase.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I watched Herbert. You all you did was watch football, like, over the holidays, right?
Yes, yes.
And quite frankly, all I want is a quarterback that can just throw the ball up and down the field.
I mean, and we all got the same. Justin Herbert, 9-7. Josh is, like, 9-7.
Nah, come on, bro. That's apples and oranges. He's got no defense. Come on, bro.
I mean, but we were supposed his season was supposed to be like that Giants game, that first Giants game. That's supposed to be his
Look who played quarterback against them over the last month.
And let him play quarterback for us, and we're winning. You know what I mean? I mean, he was considered that class. You can't say that he's nothing in the streets.
Saying he's nothing in the streets, but like, my point is that I can't go overboard and go all of a sudden that was a good pick because I still don't think it was a good pick.
Because I love improvement. I love that this team is improving. I love that Dallas Goedert and Devontae are part of this passing game. I mean, I love the fact that this team is improving.
I'm with you. Listen, I'm excited for playoffs, so I don't want to get involved in the, you know, how do I look at long term?
That pass to Junior down the field. You didn't see him. That's a pass that, I mean, you didn't think he had the arm talent to make early in the year. The pass to Greg Ward, you didn't think he had the arm talent to make the early. I just don't believe that Nick Saban and them is recruiting dead arm quarterback. This is not the
that's different. College football is completely different. He doesn't have a good arm. I mean, that's not an NFL arm. Come on. Like, that's not an NFL.
But it's 10 wins, cuz. It's going to be possibly 10 wins. I mean, I mean, he's awesome.
They run the ball. I mean, like, can we be honest? My only point is, I want to be honest, right? Like his arm is a mediocre to sub-mediocre NFL arm. It's not like he's got a fish arm. Like, he's not Garrett Gilbert, right? But
his legs make him a nicer package. His legs make him a
I agree.
Package.
I agree.
I mean, that's what I think. I just think.
I agree with that. And listen, again, I'm fine with him coming back, but I just can't go to. Like, you can't talk me into all of a sudden I'm watching Randall 2.0 because I'm not.
Of course. I just
or Donovan.
Improvement. I just see it. It just seems like his ceiling is just rising and rising every week. It's
yeah.
surprising.
I mean, think you're a little, like you're looking up at the sky. I got shocked.
Welcome back.
My bad. Sorry, Joey. I can talk to you all day long.
First shock of the new year.
Listen, you know, I know it's going to sound like, oh, now you're hating. I'm really not. I'm not trying to. But I just can only go so far. Like, you're only going to get me so far where I look at it. Like, you know, I mean, when you watch all these other teams play and you see these quarterbacks, you know, I mean, I know not everybody's Mahomes, and I get it. And I just look at Devontae Smith, and I go, you know, I think he's underutilized. I think he's a great player. And if he was with any other offense with a bigger arm quarterback, he could be, you know, that 11-target, 154-yard, 2-touchdown, you know, week in, week out type of thing. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen the throws downfield that are either not reaching them or they're. I mean, he overthrew Devontae last week. It actually wasn't a bad throw. He just slightly overthrew Devontae. But again, last week was one of his better weeks throwing the football. You're right. I mean, there's been times where Devontae's streaking open downfield.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, I just can't go on the now all of a sudden because they're in the playoffs. They beat. And listen, you can also, and again, this is how I look at it. You do whatever you want. All right, because I don't want to dampen anyone, and I'm excited. I'm really excited. Like, I'm going, oh, this is awesome. But I also can't go, well, it's a Super Bowl team because, you know, who they played at quarterback is a very real deal.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of...
Like, they played nobody. Like, they played against teams with no quarterback. Like, not just bank, like, no quarterbacks. Like, Garrett Gilbert... It doesn't belong in the league.
Yeah, there was a lot of conversing about Jonathan Gannon turning things around. You said you had the argument with Tyler. Devon and I talked about it last week. There was Tim McManus wrote a story on ESPN.com, and it was like the three reasons why the defenses looked better. And reason one was the quarterbacks they played. And I was like, well, yeah, that's the story should end there because look at who they've played. Now, the other one was like T.J. Edwards overcoming Eric Wilson, which is true. Like T.J. Edwards is... Since he's gotten playing time, he's played fairly well. But you're right. It's mainly who they have faced in recent weeks. But I also don't want to completely take that away from him because here we are talking playoffs. That's awesome.
Well, it's not taken away, but it's also a real fact. Like when when you're looking at the future, and you got to also, they call it self-scout. And when you self-scout, you got to be... realistic with yourself. You got to be honest with yourself. And all I want to do is be honest. That's it. An honest appraisal. Doesn't mean you can't celebrate and have fun. Nikki, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nikki, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
What's going on?
Not much. The dynamic duo is back together.
Happy New Year, my brother. Everything good?
Yeah, everything. No, you know what? We have the same problem. We didn't get together Christmas Day because my boss got COVID, called me Thursday before Christmas, and he and I were in close contact for 2 hours. So we had to cancel Christmas. We did it on New Year's Day. So all good. We're all safe. All good now.
Good.
Listen, from the immortal words of Coach Al, Eagles, Super Bowl.
Playoffs, go Al! That was funny.
Yeah.
Eagles, Super Bowl!
Yeah. Look, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I thought Jalen, I feel like people really didn't recognize how the game went. I feel like yesterday with Chunas and Sunday with Chunas, Calder's like, yeah, the offense, Jalen didn't play a good game. But, I mean, he went 7-for-7, like I think a buck 07 for the first quarter and a half. And it's not his fault that coach wants to go for fourth down every time it's fourth down. Like, it's, we could have put, I think it was like we were on the 25 and we went for it on fourth down. Then we were on the, well, I forget what else he did, but it's not, I thought his number, I rewatched the game yesterday and I realized his numbers were that much better than I thought, but he was seven, first two drives, he was perfect. The first miss was, first time he missed a pass was the second time we had the ball, we went down the field and he missed Devontae in the back right corner of the end zone. He kind of put it too far ahead of him and too much steam behind it and Devontae couldn't catch up to it. So he went two straight drives without missing the football, without dropping, making a bad pass. And really didn't run the ball that much, actually, the first two series. So I thought he played well.
Yeah, I mean, I would have went for it, too, though. I got to be honest.
Well,
it's fourth and one. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I always go for it. Look,
I get that. Here's the thing, in my opinion. There's a lot of games you just kind of know that, like, I think it threw up a stat that in the last five games, the Eagles have allowed less than 20 points. And it's the only team this year that have let up less than 20 points in five straight games. So you know points are at a premium. And if you got to go field goal, you go field goal, field goal. Like
no, I disagree. I disagree with you. I do. I'm sorry. If it's fourth and two or less with that front, I'm going for it.
But if it's fourth and two and you're on a goal line.
No, I'm saying I'm inside. I'm going for it no matter what. Fourth and two or less, I'm going for it no matter what.
I understand. Listen, and you're not an analytical guy. You don't like to get into statistics. So you saying that has a lot of weight behind it. But sometimes you just got to know it's a slow, grinding marathon.
Well, but again, you're talking about a depleted Washington team without Antonio Gibson.
Right. And it took an interception in the end zone to win that to not lose that football game.
Well, again, like that shows you how you are, right? Like you're not that good, which means the strength of your team lies in your offense. And you talk about Jalen, the strength of your team is the fact that he can move, the fact that he helps you in short yardage situations.
I know. Listen, I agree, but saying all that, the Eagles are the worst fourth down conversion team in the NFL. They said on Sunday, the worst.
You know,
not close to the worst, not second to the worst, the worst.
Yeah, it doesn't change anything to me. I'm going to be real with you. I mean, I just go for it. I'm fourth and two or less. I don't care where I'm at in the field. I'm going.
All right, before I get zapped, Tunis, don't hurt me. Ask Connor what's up with his sewage love. Connor got some sewage love. You got to talk to him about that.
Philly's love.
I'm out.
What's that?
No, sewage.
Sewage?
So yesterday... Yesterday he was producing for me.
I thought he said Phillies.
No, sewage. So we were.
That's a big difference.
We were talking about the FedEx Field issue when all the fans fell because of the gate.
Right.
I don't know if you saw the photo. It had already fallen earlier this year. It wasn't the same issue where fans fell down. Their fix was zip ties. Like they put zip ties, and that's not going to hold.
Right.
Four or five grown men trying to lean over to get a high five. So I kind of like crushed FedEx Field and I mentioned the sewage pipe that bursted earlier this year.
Yeah.
And there was literally poop water raining down from one of the ceilings of one of the suites. And Connor said, quote, I don't care about a little bit of sewage water. I was more concerned about Jalen Hurts. And I was like, what do you mean you don't care about a little bit of sewage water? Like, does that mean you're okay if you got splashed with sewage water? And he's like, well, it wouldn't kill me. I was like, dude, well, first of all, you could have an open wound and poop could get into it and you're in trouble. You might lose a limb. But he acted as if it was nothing. Oh, it's just a little bit of sewage water. I was like, dude, what? It halted the conversation.
As it did just now. I don't even know how to answer.
I was like, hold on a second. I was like, whoa, pause. A little bit.
I don't know how to answer it.
Yeah. The Connor's a strange bird.
He's all right with the...
I asked him. I was like, have you been hanging out with Odell Beckham? Because remember, OBJ is a fan of that, apparently. Yeah. So I was like, dude, really? He's like, no, it's not that I want poop on me, but it's just a little bit of sewage water. Like, all right, dude.
All right.
I kept my distance.
I had that same conversation with Mossmo the other day.
Oh, really? Oh, is he splashing the toilet?
He's off. No, he's obsessed with the word poop.
Oh, really?
Obsessed with it.
Okay.
Everything goes back to poop. He's been obsessed with it since for 5 years.
Is that right?
I'm hoping it grows out before he's as old as Connor.
Poop fest.
I would not eat poop.
What was that?
I don't know.
610-632-0975.
Glad to know, John.
610-632-0975 is
I would not eat poop.
I had to be a parade thing.
That could be it.
I had to be a parade thing. Because Radio Tune is sagging. Playoffs.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello.
All right, 12:30 across the Delaware Valley, and our 12 o'clock hour is brought to you by my guys. That's right, Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. That's Brian. Get 0% financing, 72 months, $500 rebate when you purchase a complete heating and cooling system from Service First. Learn more at servicefirsthvac.com. Judas, I'm glad you like your stromboli.
Yes, Anthony brought me in some stromboli. You texted me last night.
Well, I know you were like, sometimes you don't have your food, you know, your lunch and all. So I wasn't going to bring it.
Well, it was very nice of you, and I appreciate it. It was fantastic, delicious. But what you texted me yesterday was, do you like prosciutto and broccoli? And I responded with individually or together? Because I've never thought of the two of those going together. And then you told me about
the kids want, like, the kids were sick. So the whole, again, it was a long, like, week, like, a long holidays. So then they were, like, feeling a little better. And then over the weekend, they were like, do you want, they're like, Daddy, could you make your homemade pizza? So I was like, yeah, no problem. They loved it when I make the homemade pizza and strombolis.
Mm-hmm.
So I made pizza and strombolis. So I made, you know, they usually like they just like a plain pie. Then Maswa likes the pepperoni strombolis. And so then I made one that was broccoli and prosciutto.
Yes.
Like I sauteed the broccoli with the garlic and oil and prosciutto and and I do like a mozzarella and the Gouda.
Yeah, the Gouda's nice touch.
Yeah, because it fit, like all those flavors kind of fit together. So I didn't know if you, sometimes you bring lunch or whatever. So I was like, dude, I got it for you.
Oh, I appreciate you bringing it in, man. Yeah, it's fantastic. A+.
All right, good. All right, I'm glad. I just think, you know, my main. So I wanted to see, curious what you thought. Let's get back to the phone lines. Let's go to Damon. My man, Dame. Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year, my brother. Happy New Year, Tuna. Dude, you're a man after my heart, dude. You cook like that? That's what's up, bro. I cook, too, so we got a lot of comedy.
Yeah, you know. We got that artist thing working, brother.
There you go.
It's going to be our year. By the way, it's going to be our year in 22.
I feel it. Yes,
big
sir.
Things are going to happen.
Yes, sir. I love it. Yo, so, man, look, like, couple things. You know, I've been listening to you and talking to you for over 20 years. And this is the part about you that I love. I love this type of season with your football, the playoffs. You get us all pumped up. To the other caller, and shout out to Divine and Tony. They did a great job holding it down. But it's like, I want to talk to Connor. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I, you know, it is the best. Like, you know, seriously. when all you had, like football's the greatest, right? Like, yes, it's just the greatest. Like, during all you had was football over the holidays, and all I kept watching was game after game after game, and enjoying everything. And when you got the birds, like, I start to realize how much you love the Eagles, right? Yeah. Like, we love them. Love them. And when they're in the playoffs, oh, it's the greatest.
It is, cuz, and I was saying it to Tunis and Devon, like, because they did a show where, like, they asked him, what were your expectations? And I was honest. You know, I didn't have any expectations. I was like you. I just wanted to see what we had, what we need to, you know, build upon and things like that. But, man, this is extra gravy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Extra gravy, yes.
So,
yes.
But a couple things. I want to go back to a caller's call. I respect people's call. What he was talking about hurts his arm. And I had gone to the Saints game. I got a chance to really see what he's missing. We see was one of it. One is because he's not getting the ball out soon enough. But I'm hoping during the off season that he can work on that timing with Devontae. Because I'm with you, because he's missing that dude in at least a couple of touchdowns.
I know.
Because think about this. Think about this last game. I thought about this the other day. Had he hit on some of those passes, they would have scored at least 30, 35 points. Easily.
Yeah, I mean, Devontae is a great... First of all, he's got two elite weapons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing about this offense. It's good. They can run the ball because they have a great offensive line. And when Simmons is playing, like, Simmons is legit. And they got two amazing weapons in Devontae and Goddard.
Yeah. Yeah, go to guys that's going to come up for you. No, I agree, man. It's just a matter of building, so I'm glad they're going. Real quick, I'm going to switch the gears. I was listening to the morning show, and I don't know if bros listen.
Oh, no.
Ben is ruining his season, you know, as far as watching the Sixers. So I say to bro and Pat, listen, Big Fella is balling.
Oh, he's amazing.
Of his mind. Forget 25. Go ahead and laugh with that dude. Enjoy this guy. And because I'm here to tell you, help is on the way.
So, what do you think? Because I have an idea.
Did you say that yet? Because I was listening.
No, I didn't. I have something I believe is going to happen, but it's not going to happen until next year.
Well, I shared this with Mike, and I shared this with you. You and I were adamant about not getting Harden. I've kind of turned around.
Oh, my God!
Here's the reason why.
I can't believe you're going to say this. Because my epiphany is they're going to get Harden next year.
Yes. And here's my reason. This is what I said. I said I was against it because of the potential for 25, right? But obviously that's gone. So I looked at it and I go, listen, he's changed his game. I've been watching. And someone made a good point. He's never played with a player like Joe and vice versa. He can only help the team. We know about his defense, but we can fix that, right?
Oh, my God. I can't believe
and he and Maury have a relationship.
Yes!
And I always tell you my story.
Yes!
And people say, oh, they don't talk. And I told you my story years ago when I saw Shaq and Magic chilling in Shaq. Yeah. So that's real in my mind. I don't have the insight. I just a feeling. It's a good feeling that I have. So help is on its way, y'all. But enjoy, Big Fella. I know it's not the season we wanted with them. They're not far off. They're going to get there. It's just going to be a little time. But man.
I got to tell you, I can't believe you said it. Because you and I, we have a lot in common, Dame. That's for sure.
Yes, sir, brother. Have a great
day. Yeah, you too, baby.
This is our year, and I'll be talking to you soon, man.
Got to change, baby. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. That was going to be my epiphany. Early in the program, I said I have an epiphany, Sixer epiphany. And it was about Harden. And I do believe that Maury, first of all, Harden loves Maury. And Morden loves Harden. And he's going to do whatever he can do to get him. And he's going to wind up getting him next year.
Do you remember Stephen A. Smith? What was it, like 2 months ago?
Yes.
Maury's always lurking.
Yes.
Use the word lurking when it came to James Harden. And you and I were like, how? It says he's got KD. But then the Kyrie situation's been pissing him off, quite frankly.
Yeah. I think he winds up getting them. I think this whole thing. So then, it was funny.
Ben and KD's kind of scary.
The other day, I started to... Well, first of all, I didn't know about Ben right now. But the other day, we were watching Harden, my cousin and I, cousin Joe and I were texting. And we were talking about guys balling out, right? Like, during this pandemic, it's been really bad. Like, the NBA regular season has suffered more than anything during COVID. Like, it's borderline unwatchable.
Yeah.
Because you got too many guys that don't belong in the game, playing too many minutes, they don't resemble the teams, like who they are, right? But you know who always balls out, never takes a game off? Every time you watch him, they don't cheat you. LeBron never cheats you. Mm-hmm. When he's on the floor, he's always balling. Steph, I'm watching Steph one of these games is during the vacation, and I'm going, like, my man just always is.
He's always moving.
He's always playing hard. He's always.
And he's never in the same spot. He's not a spot-up guy.
It's amazing how, like, these are the stars. They bring it every game. Every game, Steph brings it. LeBron brings it every game. KD brings it every game. And, you know, every time I put him on, he's playing. He's balling. It's the Hossa. He loves his numbers.
You know what a Hossa is, Frank? That's a pig that don't fly straight.
And he balls out. I give the Hossa all the credit in the world. I'm preparing myself, and I'm going to get on, you know, I just love me some Hossa.
Yeah, I would take that in a heartbeat.
In a second. And I think Maury makes it happen. I think that's the Maury miracle of 22. There's a Maury miracle in 22, and I think it's Harden.
But it's an off-season deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
so just be patient.
Right. You know. Like, we'll slog through the end of the year, and then the Maury miracle happens.
Now, here's another question for you. You think Tobias is around still?
Yes.
Okay. Devon was saying last week that he wouldn't be shocked if Tobias got moved.
Who makes the
question? I don't know who.
Massive contract.
Maybe a team that could eat the money, one of those kinds of teams.
So what, he's a dump? He's not a salary dump. You're looking at me, you're not saying anything.
No, I'm just saying he that's what he was saying last week, that he wouldn't be
that
shocked.
He's a salary dump?
I guess so, yeah.
I can't be a salary dump.
We get picks and stuff for it, yeah.
Yeah, but again, I disagree with that. Maury's not about picks.
Yeah, he's not Sam.
He's not about that. He's about winning now.
Unless you get a young player out of it.
If you have Embiid, the mission is now. Now. N-O-W. That's the mission. When you got Joe and the way that he can ball, you got to win now. So, I don't know. By the way, here's Fat Joe. You ready?
Yeah.
The biggest loser in the universe is Ben Simmons. What the bleep he doing? What'd he say? He can't come back and play? Like Ben Simmons, biggest jerk. He done lost too much money or whatever the case may be. Fat Joe.
He has surpassed $10 million in fines, by the way, Ben Simmons has.
That's amazing.
As of last week, he surpassed $10 million.
You know what the best is? You know, the NBA Central, that Twitter feed?
Yeah.
They're the ones who put it out there. Fat Joe calls Ben Simmons the biggest loser in the universe.
It's awesome.
In the universe, cuz. Brett, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Brett.
Hello, Anthony. It's a pleasure to speak to you.
What's going on? Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year, brother. I love your show. I love your callers. You touched on so many things I love so much. I'll try to be as quick as I can.
Ah, sure.
With the mea culpas, I'll just touch on one of them. To me, Sirianni is owed one for sure. From the fan base,
yes.
The collective, generality. Because for one specific reason, not because we overreacted, I think that's to be expected, generally speaking, but because I think we went against our word as a fan base. I think going into the season, the general sense was we got a first-year coach, we got Jalen, who's maybe one of the biggest question marks of all of the NFL, we're going to be patient and see what happens. And I think when it came to Nick, we were aggressively unpatient.
I agree.
For that reason, I think he needed my culpa.
I agree. Let me ask you this. Howie.
Yeah. The other ones I struggle to make as strong of a case. I mean, I think you can make a similar case for the same reason, but I'm not giving. It's tough. I can see an argument either way, so I struggle. But if you're, you know, forcing me to pin me down, I'd say, I guess maybe yes. I think I'm afraid to say because I'm not a big Howie guy. But
that's my point. Like I think he deserves a mea culpa. Like when you think about the Giants have been dropped.
Oh my God.
I mean, and they're dreck for the last 5 years. Two GMs that have failed miserably. We know Washington's a dumpster fire. And then the dude has made the playoffs for the last 5 years now.
You can't argue. I got a vote. I'll put it in the mea culpa.
All right. I'm going to put you down there, brother. I like it.
All right.
I like it. Great stuff.
Real quick on Joe and Harden,
yes.
I was the same exact way. Didn't want Harden for all the reasons that we've discussed ad nauseum, but to me, we're right now in what should be the Banjo prime.
Yes.
And that's gone. So now we got to fill it. We got to plug the hole. And at this point, I'm ready to take James and give it a go.
You and I are exactly right. Like, you know what?
You can't.
And by the way, the two of them, they might get it done.
And then also real quick, bro, your story about Massimo smacking a homer with his bat, it really touched me. I got to tell you real quick, the highlight of my 2021 was my 12-year-old hitting his first home run.
Really?
With his teams. He was one of those kids who was like an average player, and then he put in the work in the offseason and really paid off for him. And it was just, I can almost get choked up just because you were saying how excited he was.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's what it's all about.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
Oh, brother, you're so right. And you can imagine. So after your boy hits the home run, I know that he was looking at you excited.
It was storybook because me and my wife, we were sitting in the bleachers where he hit it. Like, we didn't quite catch it, but it was right next to us, and he blasted it. And it was a big game and a run around base. And it was just like, it was, again, I could get choked up.
Dude.
He had put the work in. I was so proud of him. He loves baseball. He loves watching it and playing it. It's his favorite sport. And to see it pay off for him was just, that's what it's all about. So happy 2022 to you and Moss and the family
too,
and all
brother.
Your endeavors, bro.
Thank you, bro. You too, baby. How awesome. Like, that's exactly the story. Like, because you see how excited he did. Now, he gets the new bat from Santa. You know, it's Christmas Day. It's not, you know, I'm not exactly, you know, throwing hard. I'm trying my hardest to hit his bat, right? It's the field's wet, so he's, like, to the side. It was legit. Like, he was adjacent to home plate. So it wasn't like he was at the pitcher's mound when he hit it. He was right by home plate. But when I'm grooving it, and I'm grooving it high. So if, you know, he attacks it, you know. But the fact when he saw it.
Oh, his eyes probably
and
got
And the eyes
so
just pop up. He thought he was King Kong. Like, and he hit his friend. And I go, dude. Remember this day? And I told him, I took a picture of him next to the field. And you know, because you hit Manny out of field 3 at Ella Harris.
Field 3.
And it's in Mulga Hill is where he plays. And so that's where I took him.
That's awesome. Field. That's a great picture.
Yeah. And I hit a thumbs up. There it was. First one, buddy. Yeah. Let's go to Nate in Cleveland. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nate!
Yo, how's it going, cuz?
Happy New Year, Nate!
Happy New Year. It's a good one. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, you know what? It starts with the birds in the playoffs. That's a good omen, Nate.
Yeah. You know me. I'm a younger guy. I think we had a talk way back. And, you know, I would have believed you. I said, after that Cowboys game, you know, I was telling you I was down because, you know, I thought they might have had a chance. You know, I thought our division was kind of easy. I thought we had a chance. And look, I want to say this, you know, a lot of ups and downs, but here we are, and I'm grateful. New Year's, I'm grateful for this team, this franchise, because, you know, I don't know if we have, you know, some of those teams, they're like, commitment to excellence. You want to know what? The Birds at least have a commitment to being competent. That's what I like.
Yes!
14 times in my life, you know, 2 out of the 3 years I've been alive, that's the average. The Eagles are in the playoffs. 22 years old, 14 playoffs appearance. What can you ask?
Dude, that's impressive. You're right on.
that's what I'm saying. And you look at Washington and how bad they're run. I just saw an article in the Inquirer that said they that the Eagles fans weren't actually offered you know, medical attention, and that that was a complete BS. Mm. But I'm just saying, Washington, I don't know. I think they've made the playoffs five times in the years I've been alive. Like, I don't think people realize this. I mean, I live in Cleveland. Like, they've 14 playoff wins in my life. They have won in the entire, like, this is the commitment we have. You know, this is what, I don't know who to give the credit to. I think it goes around, right? It's everyone's part, from players up top. And I think a lot of them, we realize that there's a lot of faults, but I'm happy with that. You know, I'm really happy with what I have, you know, just been born into, almost.
That's a great position. I mean, one constant is obviously Jeffrey Lurie, right? That's the biggest, the biggest one, right? Like, you know, think about it, right? The, you know, 14 out of 22. That's a huge deal.
I think it goes owner, it goes front office, it goes coaches, all the coaches we've had that have brought in. I mean, Jeffrey Lurie hasn't hired a losing coach, I don't think, since 2000. You know, a coach with a losing record. Even Chip Kelly, I mean, and I think he's done a lot wrong, Chip. You know, but the coaches he's brought in, that they've had at least have been in positions where they are successful and have shown that they can be successful. And I think also it's fans. You know, I've had friends from England, you know, big diehard soccer fans, you know, a bunch of people that I've met, you know, and then they're like, they get to the city and they realize just how passionate these fans are. And what he was telling me, my friend, he's like, Nate, like, these fans, they're unbelievable. Like, they are English soccer. Like, you was doing the voice. Like, I mean, I'm doing the voice because it got me excited.
He's telling me
he's like Nate, Philadelphia, like, around football, like, it's real. Like, that's what, like,
this, you do a good accent.
Thanks, man. I work on it a little bit.
Nate, that's great stuff, man. Happy New Year, buddy. He did a good British accent.
Yeah, it was awesome. Start off well with the night.
Yeah.
Just like Knight from
dude,
from Ted Lasso.
Oi. Dude, 14 out of 22. Nate said he's been alive 20. He's 22 years old. 14 years they made the playoffs.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
Dude, like that? That's unbelievable. And through the years, yeah, I've groused this and that. You got to go, hey, Jeff, thumbs up, bro. You got to give Jeff, and you got to give Howie. Come on, man. He's been here a lot of those 22 years.
He gets a pat on the head.
And I know, listen, I know how you are. I get it. Because, you know, listen, I'm a stubborn sports fan, too. So I understand it. But when I tell you, I mean, he's been here since basically, I think he started 04, 03, 04. He's been here a long time. A lot of wins.
Yeah, but did he have anything to do with it in those years?
I mean, listen.
Andy.
Yeah. I mean, Andy was running the show, but he was a part of the whole thing. You know, made his bones, learned the ropes. Well, that's my only point, is that when you got a lot of playoffs. Now, listen, this doesn't absolve. I'm not telling you everything he did was great,
right,
or worked out, but 14 to 22.
That's pretty good.
Is a real number, man.
Rather than the Phillies, that's for sure.
It's a real number.
So he's 22. He was 12 last time the Phillies made the playoffs.
That's a big deal. Well, if they play baseball, hopefully it'll be a fun year.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. I haven't heard.
It's been quiet.
No, the most news was MLB Network getting rid of Ken Rosenthal yesterday because he was critical of Rob Manfred.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Oh, yeah, he was critical of Rob Manfred. MLB is part owners of the MLB Network.
Right.
Yeah. And he's no longer employed by the MLB Network.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Sources say Rob Manfred had some stuff to do with that.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Hey, Kamish, why don't you stop sucking?
Yeah, terrible. All right, got a big hour ahead. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. It's Cuz Radio with the Chews. We hang out on a, how great is this? We're back a Tuesday. We got a, I mean, I know the game is the game Saturday night, but really it's just all about the playoffs.
Oh, by the way, we have a special birthday yo to give to on the other side.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Let me tell you about Parks Casino and Sportsbook. This is during the holidays. I know, like I tell you, man, you know, watch a lot of football. And you go into January, cold weather here, right? A lot of indoors. Listen, playoffs are coming. Who's your best friend? The Parks Casino Sportsbook, man. During this whole thing, when you're watching all the games and you're building your same game parlays and doing all your in-game and your props, they got everything at Parks Casino Sportsbook. So it's going to be a big 22 for Parks Casino Sportsbook. Keep an eye out. We're going to have some fun stuff, man. It's incredible. They got everything you want, a perfect menu, and all of your football. You think you know who's going to win the bowl? Guess what? Parks Casino Sportsbook. You got it. Just go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code Fanatic. You'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Just remember, you got to be in PA. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
General! General T.Y. Johnson! Good to see you. Happy New Year, General! I miss them fellas. How about it, Tunis?
Yeah, it's good to see everyone.
I know. Yeah, I just saw Jen. Saw the coach this morning. It's nice to see you. I got the General. General, General's a great sportsman. He and I were texting about the college football. Like, I watched so much college. I watched so much football. Like, we had the week, Christmas week, which was awesome, of all the games.
Yeah.
Right, Christmas Day. Boy, man, Baker Mayfield. Wow, is he bad. They should have beat Green Bay. They were right, the Green Bay.
Yeah, he's been struggling this season.
Right?
But, yeah. Even yesterday.
And then, well, last night, how about that? The Steeler defense, 9 sacks, T.J. Watt.
Reached 20. He could try to 21. Break the record. He needs, what, 3?
No.
Is it 22 and a half straight?
He needs 2.
So he's almost there.
Yeah, he had 21. He's at 21. He had 4 last night.
He's a freak.
He was ridiculous.
He was a 30th overall pick.
He's outrageous. Did you see they just caved in that Cleveland front. Now, listen, it was a great, I got to say this, right? Like, it was an incredible moment last night in Pittsburgh. It's why they're a great, that's a great franchise, right? Like, it's a great football franchise. So, you got Ben Roethlisberger, it's his last home game. And, you know, I mean, he's cooked, you can see it. Crowd's going nuts. And what was awesome, did you see what happened?
Yeah, they got the interception late, and then...
Right, so we can take another... So we got one more knee. So if they thought they had the game won, they're out there. Najee runs for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Then comes the interception. Then they do the kneel down, and Mike Tomlin called timeout.
Yes, he did.
Which was... That's why Mike Tomlin's cool.
He's a hell of a coach.
He is.
You know, he still has not had a losing season.
He's amazing. He really is amazing.
Like somebody tweeted into the station account, and if you're listening, I'll give you my answer. He was like, who would you guys rather have, Sirianni or Tomlin? Now, Sirianni's in year one, but I would take Tomlin. I mean, look at the...
I mean, come like, on. That's not even, he's accomplished.
Like, it's been 15 years of one losing season.
He's an incredible coach.
Yeah, so I would take Tomlin. No offense to Nick Sirianni.
Exactly. Mike Tomlin is a great coach. Yeah. He is. He's just, you know, he's a... come on. I mean, there's no, you don't, it's not a...
Right, no, I got you.
it's not even a question. Like, you don't even, you know. But it was an amazing, like, spectacle because that crowd's freaking out. And look, Roethlisberger's been there a long time, 16 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. He was there when I went to the 04 game when they got destroyed.
I mean, that's amazing.
A long time ago. I was a young lad when I made that trip out to Pittsburgh.
Wow. I mean, that's a long, 18, excuse me.
I was 10 years old when I was out there.
I mean, he's been, and so the crowd is freaking out. It was awesome. It was cool. And I got to the same epiphany, like through watching all the ball games. You had the college playoff games were incredible. But all that, football is the greatest sport. There's some moments where there's sometimes when you're watching these games and it's just worth it.
And
it's just such a great, it's
just think about how crazy
it
is.
It's the best sport.
My father and I watched 3 hours of the top 100
right
list on New Year's Eve.
But when you're watching games, like I like all the other stuff, like the Madden thing was
no,
amazing.
You're right. But I'm saying, like, that's how big football is. Yeah. Is that we spent our New Year's Eve on the couch watching 3 hours worth of top 100 NFL lists.
I know. But these, like, listen, the playoff games, I mean, they weren't that great because you kind of knew what was going to happen. Mm. But all that said, like, I watch ball games, and the ball games don't mean anything. But that Rose Bowl.
Yeah, it was great. Fantastic.
It was unbelievable. I mean, first of all.
The one guy goes off for 350 receiving yards. I'm going, what?
It was unbelievable.
What?
The quarterback. His arm is absurd.
Yeah.
You
want to talk about arms?
Oh, my God. He can move. People talk about Bryce Young. Come on. That kid's the best in the country. You watch the way he moves. He's big. Like, he's not small either.
Right.
And he's got a great arm. Oh, my God. But football's the best. I love my baseball, and I love my hoops, and my hockey. But sometimes you just like, you know, you're in, you're housebound. It's the perfect TV sport.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It was a nice time. Plus, we, you know, as awful as it was because it was COVID issues, the fact that we got to watch the Eagles play on a Tuesday night and then quick turnaround Sunday, and they beat down the Giants the day after Christmas. Like, that was awesome.
It was incredible. Incredible.
You had Tuesday night football, Thursday night football, and then you had the Saturday-Sunday games. Like, that was great.
Yeah, it was the best. It really was. It was the best. And that's why, you know, the wild card weekend's going to be insane.
Yes. There's Monday games this year, wild card weekend.
Dude.
Saturday, Monday.
Here's what I don't want. I don't want a Saturday.
Neither do I. Now, there's a lot of thought because they moved
the game. They're playing on Saturday. That it could be Saturday. Which is why I brought it up. But we'll see. You don't even know who they're going to play. Would you be against? I wanted them to play Monday night. Tyrone shaking his head no.
Short week.
What are you talking about? The following week?
Yeah. Because it's back to just Saturday, Sunday.
You think they're
going to
win?
Well, if they do win, he doesn't want
them.
Listen,
listen to me. If they win, you could play them. You could play on Tuesday. they'll be fine. Oh man, that would be awesome. Get knots. Tunis. Playoffs. Ferris. Happy New Year, Ferris.
Hey guys, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my brother.
What's going on?
Everything good?
Over the holiday, I caught that virus, so everything is fine now.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thank God.
But look, if I had one word to sum up the Eagles season, it would be thankful, man. I'm really thankful, man, for what these guys did. You know, because I remember, like, when the beginning of the season, you took surveys, the numbers went from maybe 4 all the way up to 11. So it was no dominant thing. I remember I said 8, you know, with my mouth turned sideways, possible nine.
Right.
But I had no idea. You know, I had no idea whatsoever that these guys would be able to accomplish what they accomplished. So I'm just, like, thankful, man, that we are able to continue watching Eagles football, you know. And, hey, may the best man win when the playoffs start.
That's it. That's it. And who knows? Here's the thing, Favors. Tell me you won't want to see Brady, right? Buccaneers banged up. No Godwin. No Fournette. Who knows with AB? I don't know. And then, you know, and then Brady gets spooked by the Eagles. Oh, the GOAT.
Yeah. Never know. Like I said, when you get to the playoffs, man, it's even kill for everybody.
That would be the greatest. You know? Would that be the best? But, they beat Brady?
Yeah. Oh, man, that would be great. Oh, that would really make things. You're talking about thankful. Oh, doesn't get no better than that.
Listen, I mean, you know, it's not insane. If they play Tampa, and you know, like the defending champs, sometimes it's not your year, right? Injuries, the whole thing. And they were banged up, and Eagles could kind of rise up and bite them.
Yeah, that's true. But on the last note, remember you said, who would you apologize to?
Yes, the mea culpa.
Yeah, I'm at the point where I wouldn't apologize, but hey, and it's an old saying, this is what I probably would do. I would probably just tip my hat. And you know what that means, girl.
Yes.
You know what that means when you tip your hat?
Yep.
Okay, so I think that's where I'm at now with these guys. You know, I'm tipping my hat and let them know that I'm grateful and appreciative and, you know, respect. You know? So,
I like it.
Yeah, so hopefully, we'll see what happens going forward, guys.
Sounds good, Ferris. I like it, man. Thanks, brother. That's a good tip. You kidding me? Tip the cat. I like it.
Love a tip of the cat.
Yeah.
By the way, I mentioned we have a special birthday yo to give out there.
Who we got?
How about the skip?
Yo, man. We love you.
Today's his birthday.
We got to call him up.
I just saw the Phillies put out the tweet. Happy
really?
Birthday to CM Baseball 41.
We got
to
call him.
Okay.
Call him at 1:30.
We should. Yeah.
All right.
The skip.
We love him. By the way, I'm just looking at. Because I don't think Tampa's defense is that good. Can they control the ball? I know I'm jumping the gun, right?
Yeah, a bit.
But let's just say, because that's what we do. We do conjecture.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't ask the coach about it, but, you know, I look at it and think about, all right, well, if it's Tampa Bay, let's look at Tampa Bay. So if you go back to November, they gave up 29 to Washington. Now they hold the Giants to 10, but Giants offense stinks. But the Colts put up 31 on Tampa. Falcons 17, the Bills 27. The Saints can't score. They scored 90, but you know their offense. Carolina's getting no offense. The Jets put up 24. They've given up some points.
They sure have.
Just saying. Early in the year, Tennessee put up a 34 spot against them.
I imagine that was still with Derrick Henry.
Dallas put up 29. Tampa, the first game, 25. The Rams, 34. I mean, that defense isn't a great defense.
It's not. Is the Eagles an offense that could put up 30 points against
Well, maybe not 30,
team?
But maybe, you know... Could you possibly put up 24?
Sure.
And the goat and you control the ball because you're running the ball, and you frustrate the goat.
That'd be nice to frustrate the goat. You didn't last time.
He's mad. Yeah, but last time they had Fulker. Last time they had Godwin.
Right.
And Godwin's nasty.
Yeah, what I'm saying is like they just backed off from the entire time, and he was just like pick.
Right, but now. You're a different team without Chris Godwin and without AB. Can you imagine?
If you're Bruce Arians, and
I take him back.
To keep Brady happy?
Yeah. And
you,
to win.
Even after the press conference, you know he's no longer a Buck?
Yeah.
That's a bleep pride moment for you.
Let me tell you something. I would call a press conference and I would say, listen, I know what I said. He would never be a Buck. But having thought about it and reflected on it, and I can't assure you or tell you that about what'll happen with Antonio, you know, beyond the next game. But he's back. We need him. I'm hoping Brady, Tom wants him. And I don't want to shortchange Brady or our fans and a chance to win.
You see that he never left New York? He was at the Brooklyn Nets game last night, Antonio Brown. He was sitting courtside, Nets Grizzlies last night. He never left New York.
That's incredible.
Chris Myers.
He checked into the hotel, into the Home Alone. What's that hotel? Yeah, the Regency?
Yes. Right. Chris Myers first reported, and he was wrong, and I'm not shocked that Chris Myers was wrong. He reported that he left the stadium without a shirt on, was picked up by a police officer, brought to the airport, without a shirt on. So that was incorrect. He got changed, and an Uber driver picked him up. And
I saw the picture of him in the Uber.
Yeah. That was the real story, not what Chris Myers reported.
Yeah, that's really good, Chris. Oh, look who's deep in these streets. Black Gritty. What's up, BT? Happy New Year.
Happy New Bear, brother.
Family. What's going on?
Over there, all the presents is popping. Everybody, we got a little snow day, brother. How you doing?
Miss you, buddy.
I missed you too. Young Thundercat been holding it down. I've been checking on you. I've been calling, make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing on the radio. You know what I'm saying? I got an eye on it.
Thank you, BG.
So the thing, like, just to start off the year, you're always trying to be a rational person. I'm happy we're in the playoffs. I don't want to hear no lad plays backing in nothing. We earned it before the last week of the season. I don't care everything else. Well, they did what they had to do. They're a playoff team. I'm happy for the team. I'm happy with the quarterback play. I'm happy with the way he's advanced. I'm not going to go out and say he's Joe Montana or Tom Brady. I'm just happy with the play. I'm happy with what we got going on right now. And sometimes you just got to look at it like that. You know, we all didn't have expectations of the playoffs this year. You know, some people had the highest division of wins or whatever, but we are where we are. We've progressed. The coach, hey, you know what? He wants a mea culpa from me. Guess what? I've been yelling, run the ball since week three. It took you to week seven. I'm still annoyed about it, but hey, you figured it out, okay? You got to work with what you got. He made the adjustment. Our defensive coach, I don't care what nobody say, he don't get nothing. We ain't faced nobody. I think I was a quarterback for one of these games when we put up these record historic points on defense. So the playoffs come. We're facing real quarterbacks again. Hopefully the offense can control the ball, keep tempo, and show us something. But we're in the playoffs, guys.
Playoffs, BG!
We're in the new year, dog. You're 2022. We're in the playoffs, bro. So, you know, fly, Eagles, fly. I'm excited about that, and I'm just happy, brother. Happy New Bear to you. Young Thundercat, keep doing what you're doing. Oh, and the Sixers got away. Hey, can we get that backup coach to be the head coach? I mean, I'm
just oh, my God, I know, right?
Bench rotations, I'm just saying. So last night my boys were like, Houston, calm down. I'm like, brother, you see me the Nets, though? I'm just saying.
That game was the best game of the season. Like, that felt like a real game.
And Joel just running his face all up and down.
He's the best.
Court. It's great, especially because KD wanted to try and play hard the last game. Yeah, now suck it up, sucker, and take this L. Oh, it was a great game. Great year ahead of us, cuz 2022. Happy New Bear to you. Talk to y'all.
See you, baby. I love it. Chuck in Vegas, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Happy New Year, Chucky.
Anthony Chunis. Happy New Year, gentlemen.
What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, speaking of tip of the cap, I got to tip mine to Boston Scott, two touchdowns, and Rodney McLeod to start things off.
Yeah. Listen, you know what? Boston Scott is a terrific, you know, utility guy, right? Like, you need him to come in, and he carries the ball, low to the ground, does his thing.
That's right, pad level, and he helps you out in the passing game. He, you know, probably makes a couple mil a year, if that. He's the man. But, you know, preseason, when I told you guys I wanted to be an O-line scout, you know, my hope was that, you know, we could stay relatively healthy and we could be maybe a top 10 line. And we stayed relatively healthy. You know, we lost Brooks. We've had guys out here and there. But you had Kelce for 16 games, Lane Johnson for 13 games, and we're what? Maybe a top two line in the league, maybe the best line in the league, along with Indianapolis?
I mean, and think about this. This is a line that is can control the football. They can control the line of scrimmage, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we talk about Boston Scott. You talk about in fairness, with that line, there's a lot of guys that can run behind that line.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like they're playing on the other side of the line of scrimmage, and I just think it's such an advantage.
Yeah. No, it's all about that line, and that's why pregame I told D'Gon and Devon. They said, Miles Sanders is out. I said, oh, that's mildly concerning, but just plug and play, you know, behind these guys, Lane Johnson.
Yeah.
You know, he had, you know, some penalties, a little bit of a rough day, but he's had, you know, great year. And Kelce belongs in the Hall of Fame. And Jordan Mailata is just the story of the year, man. So playoff football, boys. Let's keep it rolling.
How about it, man? I'm with you, brother. It's playoffs, dude. And think about this. We talked about it with another caller. 14 of 20 of the last 22 years, they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, man. Look, they're the preeminent franchise of the four teams. I gotta give it up to them. And you know, Anthony, earlier in the year, man, remember I talked to you after that Raiders game, man? We were 2-5, bro. Derek Carr picked us apart. Just go back to that point in time, man. How far we've come, man.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
All right, guys.
You saw it, man. Thanks, Chucky. Appreciate it, buddy. ESPN power rankings are out.
Oh, is that right?
You want to take a guess?
Probably still slight. Well, I can't say disrespected. Lucky number 13.
Close.
12. That was my first guess.
Colder.
14.
Correct.
Okay.
The Eagles, according to ESPN, are ranked 14th.
So they basically have them as the worst of the 14 playoff teams.
Here's what they say. Four straight wins punched a ticket to the postseason for the Eagles. But it's fair to wonder if Philly is the NFC's answer to the Dolphins, another team that fattened up on the league's have-nots. The Eagles' current win streak has been built on the backs of the Jets, Giants, and Washington twice. Take a step back, and you'll see Philadelphia doesn't have a single win against a team that currently has a winning record. It will be the sensible play when Eagles fans, well, they said Eagles fans, pull those underdog masks out of their closets in a couple weeks.
Yeah, hungry dogs run faster. Why not?
Yeah.
What are the 13 teams out of them? Is it all playoff teams?
Chargers 13, Niners 12, Colts, Cowboys, Cardinals, Patriots, Titans, Bills. Bills seem low. Bengals, Chiefs, Tampa, Rams, Packers.
Titans have the Titans right now, season end today, are the bye team in the AFC.
I know. Well,
which is crazy. And they might get Derrick Henry back.
Yeah.
That was reported yesterday. We're going to find out. And we're going to find out tomorrow, I would imagine. They said midweek if Derrick Henry is going to be available either week 18, which I wouldn't play in week 18. I'd save him for the playoffs.
Can I ask you? They got the Chiefs fourth. Really? I think they're the best team. I still think they're the best team in the league.
Who are the three ahead of them?
Losing to Cincinnati.
Who are the three ahead of them?
Tampa, the Rams. They got the Rams too.
Yeah, they love McVay.
I mean, Green Bay, I get.
I get.
But even Green Bay's defense, dude. They're not an unbeatable squad.
Sometimes it don't matter.
Rodgers goes,
I'll put up 40. And I celebrated the Eagles making the playoffs before that game kicked off.
Yeah.
Because there was no way that Sean Mannion was going to go into Lambeau when the Packers were trying to lock up the top seed and win. That wasn't going to happen.
Where did Sean Mannion go to school?
Dude, I don't know where.
I just think Oregon State. I just feel like, you know, you always play that college game. You don't do the college game.
I'm not really good at the college game, and I'll be honest, I forgot Sean Mannion existed until he got to start the other day.
610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Rodgers was, he is just so ridiculous, isn't he?
Yeah.
Someone whose throws he just...
There's a couple of Devontae Adams that were just like...
Did you see Jordan Love came in and he threw a pass. He imitated Rodgers where he threw off his back foot.
Yeah.
The way Rodgers does.
Yeah.
And he imitated him like to the T.
He got a round of applause.
Yeah.
The crowd went nuts when he completed that pass.
All right. So Corbelese, the incredible taste of the Corbelese tomato pie. It's a playoff pie for sure. The Corbelese Bakery and Deli. Oh, my. Since 1924, the Corbelese family has been sharing their family's favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, you name it. And, of course, that tomato pie. Wow, the Corbelese tomato pie, ridiculous. On that incredible crust, and they use the tomatoes and the olive oil and all of the basil, the fresh herbs. Corbelese tomato pie, find it. They got four locations, Norristown, Limerick, Douglasville, Audubon, four generations of pride going to everything they make, including the stromboli. You got to taste stromboli. It's fantastic. Take yourself back to a better time at Corbelese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at corbelesebakery.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1:30 across the Delaware Valley. Cause ready with the Junis. So Muggy Miss, Junis. You see Michael?
Yeah, his shore house got blasted too, huh?
Yeah, he said he got 14 inches. How much is that? Like the shore, like you, one thing you never expect is the shore.
Like there snows down there at times, but like to that extent,
not 14 foot.
Not exactly. That's crazy.
Is it on the beach too? Is it like on the beach?
Yeah, I saw a photo somebody posted from Ocean City this morning. Up until where the water goes, you know, the water washed it away.
But, obviously, right? Yeah.
You know, but on the sand,
I'm talking about the sand.
On the sand,
stuff,
there's a snow.
Well, that's pretty wild. We're supposed to get hit again Friday, I think.
Friday, yeah. Friday's a 60% chance here. But then again, it was 100% chance of snow here yesterday, and I didn't see a flurry, which is shocking.
Well, they said I think it's the same kind of thing where it's the shore area, Jersey. Yeah.
So they better get ready
coming up the coast.
I hope they had the bread and milk and all that stuff.
Did your parents have it all together?
I don't know. Because I called them the day before and kind of said, like, hey, just be ready because it's supposed to start at 3 in the morning. And, you know, it's colder at night. So I was like, just be prepared. And I know my dad had the salt and shovel ready, but I don't think he ended up salting because he wasn't ready for it to.
Dude, it's so bizarre, right? It's so bizarre. I leave my house this morning. It's like the frozen tundra.
Yeah.
It's like I'm in Green Bay.
Right.
I come here, it's nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing. Not a single flurry yesterday, man.
I mean, that's insane.
Now, I know my car said 19 degrees when I first got in it this morning, so it was cold here. Just, we ain't getting any snow, man.
Oh, my God. My buddy Vinny just sent me a shot of his place in Margate. It's unbelievable. I mean, the snow is piled up.
Yeah.
Man.
That shouldn't be happening either, but...
That's unreal.
Hey.
Yeah, but it was weird. Like, when you leave, like, I left this morning, and I just say I'm warm with the car and the whole thing. I'm like, what the hell? And you come here, it's nothing.
Nothing at all, man.
Yeah. Let's get back to the phone lines. Let's go to Keith in Indy, our man in Indy. Keith, what do you say, buddy?
Hey, Happy New Year. It's been a while.
Happy New Year, buddy.
That's been good. Hey, first off, I'm really, really very happy about the Eagles and their season. I mean, I'm happy the fact is obviously playoffs, but the improvement from guys like Mulata has been a great story. And I'm just can't wait for the playoffs. I'm so excited. And win or lose, I'm okay with it, because I know they're going to build.
Yeah.
But no, it's been good, and one thing I like, you know, you guys were talking about the Steelers and with you know, with their coaching staff and things like that. That's what I want to see out of the Eagles. I want to see consistency. I want to see continuity. That's what I want to see out of this team. I know we can complain about Lurie, Roseman, the draft, you know, a coach here and there, but at least they have some type of consistency and continuity on the front office.
Listen, I agree.
To a point.
I agree. And listen, when you talk about Howie, I mean, in fairness, you know, he deserves a mea culpa for the amount of criticism he's taken. Now, again, I agree. I'm the first one to tell you, I mean, those drafts drove me insane too, but he hit this one. And he knows how to build a roster.
Yeah,
he's good at free agency and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Rager one's gonna take get hammered on that consistently, which makes
of course
it totally makes sense. Yeah. But that's why I'm hoping for the draft. That's why I wanted Hurts to really play well going into this. Especially the last couple of games, because I want him to take over the job. I do not want to spend on two of those three draft picks or all three of them for a quarterback. Unless you give me Aaron Rodgers, maybe. Russell Wilson, kind of like on the fence on a little bit. But I want those three draft picks to use on and build that defense back up. Or maybe an offensive lineman. That's where I would love to see those three go into play. That's where I want Hurts to take over the job and go for the defense. That's what concerns me most if you go into the playoffs. Maybe them. If they can hold to a team, if they play and the offense can
listen,
just
I'm with the you. Ball. I'm with you. I'd like to get playmakers on. I'm fine, too, with Hurts coming back. The only issue I got is if he's not the guy, need some sort of, whether it be, in 23, I need some sort of draft capital I can push just to cover myself. Because here's the bottom line. And we can say what we want, and but if you're talking big picture and you're talking about a team that needs to contend legitimately for Super Bowl, you got to be able to throw the ball down the field. And at some point, he's got to do it. And at some point, you got Devontae Smith, and you got Goddard, and you got a great offensive line, which gives you a great running game. Your offense should be better than what it is.
Yeah, and to my point, and it's kind of funny, here in Indy, finally now we're getting some, like, the Carson Wentz talk is coming in now. He had a good year for the most part. But I will say, now we're hearing more talk of, if the running game can't go going with Jonathan Taylor, he can't lose us the game, but he's not going to win us the game by driving up the field. Like, that's the funny thing now we're hearing about Wentz here in Indy now. It's kind of like where Jalen Hurts is at. Now they're kind of iffy, finally. But they have no draft to work with, basically, because we have their first round.
No, and we had a question. No, Keith, it's a great point. And, because there's still a part of you that doesn't trust Wentz. There's still a part of you that goes, there was a big win when they went to Arizona Christmas night. That was a good win for them. But there's still a piece of you that goes, do you trust him?
Yeah. Not true. Yeah.
E-A-G-L-E-S, brother.
Yeah, it's true. And quick word before I go. If you're going to watch Monday night, downtown Indianapolis will be hopping. The American South is coming up with Georgia and Alabama for the college football playoff championship game. Should be interesting. So it'll be interesting to go downtown, see how the events go and everything.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It's going to be cold.
You're going to go?
My son wants to go.
You got to go. Well, it's a championship
game. We just want to go.
It's tickets, a championship game, man. You got to go.
Tickets right now. I'm waiting for the day of. If it goes down to a certain level, right now we're up to $400 or $500 a pop for a ticket.
It'll
that's
drop.
Upper level.
Yeah,
that's what I'm waiting for the day of the game. But it should be fun.
Yeah, it'll be good. Good stuff, Keith. Happy New Year, buddy. That should drop. I mean, that's a once in a lifetime, you get to see national championship.
Yeah, I would do that.
That's a great And by the way, that's a football game.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I'm looking forward
Georgia,
to it.
Georgia, Alabama?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a
rematch? I keep going back to it, though. The Georgia, if Alabama can control the Georgia front, but that Bama offensive line, the first time they met, would shock me because I thought Georgia was going to win the game in the SEC championship game. But Georgia's, with Georgia's defensive front, they couldn't get home. And then, you know, now all of a sudden you got to have a shootout. And Stetson Bennett, he played well the other night. He's not winning a shootout.
No.
Not against Alabama.
By the way, I showed it to the YouTube chat, and I figured I'd let you know because you're Mr. Marvel man now. The D-Train, Dylan McKinnon, who I love, got me a Christmas present today. I saw it when I walked in. He got me an Ant-Man figurine.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because I'm anti-Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Because that's such a dumb concept. But the D-Train got me the Ant-Man figurine. So I posted him up.
Oh, yeah?
Over my right shoulder. Now, I'm not going to take it out of the box because maybe one day it's going to be worth billions of dollars and I'll give it back to Dylan. Does that make sense?
I like it.
You know how these figurines, you don't take them out of the box and also make money.
Right.
So it's now over my right shoulder, the Ant-Man.
All right, I like the Ant-Man.
It'll be on the YouTube chat or the YouTube visual.
Well, since I'm Ant, should I have the Ant-Man behind my shoulder too?
Yeah. Dylan, go get us another Ant-Man.
So I watched. Here's my takeaway. I did it all. I didn't do it all. We watched like seven, I want to say seven. We started off right from the beginning. We did it. We did this, the Spider-Man, the first two Spider-Man, like we did it in order though. We did Thor, Hulk, you know, but the ones I loved, I got to be real with you. I liked them. The Iron Man.
Yeah, you and I were texting about this during
I liked the Iron Man. Iron Man and Iron Man 2 were my favorite of the ones. We made it up to the first, like, the first Avengers.
Yeah. And here's the thing.
We watched everything up to the first event.
I know why you like Iron Man, and I think you believe I'm pretty spot on, is because he's a cool dude, and he's not like a nerdy guy who then becomes a superhero. Like, I think you like Iron Man as the guy, too.
Yeah.
And he's a baller.
He's a baller. No, he's cool. I agree with you.
Ladies man.
I'm a Robert Downey Jr. fan, too. Like, he's
a ladies
good.
Man. Yeah. He's got all the cars and all that kind of
stuff.
Yeah. He's kind of like, yeah, I make money. The old, you know, one of those kinds of guys.
He couldn't help himself. He had to tell everybody he was Iron Man.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's pretty good. No, I enjoy it. I even said to the kids, so Mosmo's favorite was the Hulk. Anthony's favorite.
Of course.
I know. Anthony's favorite. Andy was with me with Iron Man.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah. You didn't like the Hulk. Hulk was cool. Hulk was all right.
I haven't even seen the movie.
Thor?
Noah Syndergaard?
Yeah. Anyway, we made it up to the Avengers piece. So they
I'm glad you guys are enjoying it.
They loved it. They were like, Daddy. Now, I cannot lie. There were times when I was maybe at a bowl game or two on my phone.
I'm sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess when I started yesterday.
What'd you start? You know something new?
Cobra Kai season 4, man. Dropped on New Year's Eve.
Oh, really?
So I finally had time to actually sit down.
Bob, my buddy Bobby, he loves Cobra Kai.
Dude, I love that show so much.
Do you?
They're so smart with how they're doing it because they have all the old characters in it. Like, they're busting out new characters each season, and the way they try to work it, they try to make it where it's kind of like the old movies, but they have twists to it. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah,
I've really enjoyed it. So I'm locked in. I'm going to get home and watch some more today.
How many in?
Three, because I started watching yesterday.
How long are they? Half hour?
Half hour. I watched one when I got home, and then I watched two last night after Christy went to bed.
Wow. The Cobra Kai,
I finished the Sixers game, and then I watched two more episodes of Cobra Kai.
You didn't watch football?
I was back and forth Sixers and football, but once the Sixers game came to an end, I was like, screw Ben Roethlisberger. He's not a good dude. Let me watch this. Let me watch Cobra Kai. Dude, I'm fired up, man. I love that show so much.
I haven't watched it.
That, and I'm on the new season of Always Sunny. It's hilarious.
Yeah, that's great.
It's hysterical.
I've not watched the new season.
Because they're using COVID as a, you know, part of their humor.
Yeah, that's
where a lot of other shows are dancing around it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where they're just going full flight, like, come on, let's make a joke of it. You get the show, it's not
exactly
PC.
Exactly. I can get my girl up there. Edith! Happy New Year!
Hey, Anthony, how are you?
Good to talk to you. Happy New Year.
No, I didn't get a chance to say happy holidays to you before you went off air, and I'm hoping that you had a good time with your family and stay safe. You and Bo Andrew, too. You too, Andrew.
Love you, Edith.
Let me tell you, I'm back on a Cuz cruise, brother. I kept these earrings on. I slept in them. I ate in them. I did everything in them to keep this thing going on. And them boys did not disappoint me last Sunday. Thank you, Lord. Man, I'm telling you, I came in with no expectations, like I told you in the beginning of the season. And I never thought that we would be going to the playoffs. I'm so ecstatic for them. I'm just happy for them. And I'm hoping that they really take advantage of seeing what it's like to be in the playoffs so that you can get that under your belt and want to come back year after year after year.
You mentioned your Eagles, Edith has Edith earrings. And the first time I met you, you were wearing the Eagles earrings.
Yeah,
and we were at Chickie's and Pete's.
Yes, sir.
And it was, I'm curious, it had to be, Andy was still the coach. So I was doing, I don't know if I was doing an Andy Reid show. I mean, it might have been the Andy show.
You might have been, because my husband and I would come down. We would go down, you know, and listen and stay.
The thing Monday night, we did the players' lounge with Ike, and Mike we Reed. Did a player, and then and we I did, then I did the Andy. I think I did the Andy show before that.
You might have, But Baldy was down there at that time. I think you and him. I'm trying to think, were you and him together?
Nah, this is like early 2000s.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing, though. My point's going to be, look at how many playoffs. Like,
I know
they're something. Some days I marvel at their success. Like the fact that they're in it again, that's just impressive.
It is, especially since how they started off. Because I really didn't see it. I really didn't, and I was getting a little low there. But you kept me up every time I called you. You wouldn't let me go down, and I'm thankful and grateful that they pulled it together. That they worked hard. They worked out some kinks. And it got back on track. I'm happy. And I'm hoping that maybe, you know, with some more, maybe Hurst does need another chance. I don't want to give up on him. I just don't.
Well, I know you have
Sirianni, and I don't want to give up on him. I'm not too sure about Gannon. You know, I think he's trying to get it together. So maybe another year would help, you know, everything.
Listen, I think there's certain clarity. I agree with you. I think another year is going to give you great clarity.
And then you'll know what you got and what you need to do.
Yeah.
As far as Howie, you know, we all give him grief. But I think what can you say about him? Really?
Those picks are those picks, whatever. And they're not all his because Jeffrey has got a piece of it, too. However, you know, here they are again, back in the playoffs. And they have, they got the bones of a good team, right? Like, you look at Goddard, you look at Devontae Smith, you look at that offensive line. That's good building blocks right there.
Good building blocks.
Yep.
And we just needed, in the draft, we just need to get the defense shored up. You might need another cornerback or safety or lineman. I mean, they just got to.
Yeah, I feel you.
I think he can do it. He got that money management under his belt. He really does.
Edith, it's going to be fun. Get ready for the ride, baby. Doesn't matter.
I'm ready. And Andrew, before I leave, I got to hear my song.
Play it. Look at that. Oh, we got a birthday surprise from my man. Got to call him on the air. Let's see if he answers. This is a Skip. Look, it's his birthday. Got to call to Skip.
Your has been forwarded to automated voicemail.
Yeah, okay. It's a huge loss, man.
It's a huge loss. Give Charlie a happy birthday to Charlie. Did he say how old?
No.
I don't think it's 8-0. I think it's 7-9. It might be the big 8-0. I'm not sure.
Let me check. Somebody posted a nice photo of him. 78. Somebody posted a nice photo of him the other day of him just hanging out in the pool. He's down in Florida for Christmas.
He's a man. Raheem, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Good. Happy New Year, Raheem.
Happy New Year, cuz. How you doing?
Good, buddy. Do me a favor. Take me on speaker.
Okay, one second.
You got it, buddy. We got a little New Year's action. It's going to be our year this year.
Yes, sir, cuz. How's everybody doing?
Good, baby.
This is my point. This is the point I wanted to talk to you about, cuz. Something you was just reading about someone put something out about the Eagles didn't play nobody. We only played the Jets.
Yeah, ESPN said that, yeah.
Right. I read it on Twitter, and I kind of got some backlash, but I got some people that agree with me. So this is my point. You play who's on the schedule. Philadelphia don't have no control over who's on the schedule.
That's right.
Second of all, Tom Brady feasted off the Bills, Jets, and the Dolphins for years. Nobody ever said, well, Brady didn't play nobody. Third of all, Aaron Rodgers ain't been picked off in his own division. He hasn't thrown an interception in his own division.
I mean, look at it. You want to talk about sorry.
For years.
Right? Like, you know, I mean, the Bears have been a mess. The Lions Detroit. Have been a mess.
Chicago.
Yeah, I said, yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
Now, I'm not saying this. I'm not saying the Eagles going to go out here and, you know, win the Super Bowl. I'm not going to say they can't do it because these same people at ESPN, cuz, and Chunas, y'all know, they said Nick Foles wasn't going to win. And what happened?
Yeah, I hear you. I think you're right. I mean, people, you're always looking to kind of get an accurate description of a team and, you know, kind of looking how they win. But, you know,
right.
For people in Philadelphia, you go, who cares? They're in the playoffs. Like, you know, that's an accomplishment.
Hey, cuz, and you even had some Philly people on my Twitter timeline talking about, well, we didn't play nobody. We played the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Redskins. Well,
it doesn't matter. I mean, you know what?
It doesn't matter.
That stuff, and you know what? Don't even get bothered by it because it doesn't mean anything. Listen, they made the playoffs, and that's an accomplishment. Right. That's it.
Hey, cuz, one last thing, right? I'm not going to even lie to y'all, right? I wanted Howie fired and relieved of his duties and his check put in the mail. I wanted Gannon gone. Because why he's not pressuring these bum quarterbacks? Why are we behind? What is he doing?
Yeah, I feel you. Here's the one guy that I'm not giving any mea culpa. I'm not is Gannon. The one guy that I still go and I'm out is Gannon.
Right, you and me both. Cuz he got to go, man. He got to get some skills, man. Because the defense been too vanilla early in the games. I love my Birds. I love my Sixers. I love my Phillies. But we just talking Eagles right now. Gannon got to get right, man.
I hear you. I agree. I'm with you.
I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Happy New Year, Heath. Always a pleasure, man. You kidding me? Always a pleasure. Tunis, we're going to have a little fun ride coming up, man.
Yeah, right we will, man.
It's going to be interesting because we got like a prime time Saturday night game. And it doesn't even matter.
No, it really doesn't.
And it's against the Cowboys. But yet, it's not going to matter.
I'm doing post-game Saturday night, and I'm just going to be like, oh, yeah, that was the game. Whatever happens, it doesn't really matter.
You doing post-game?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah, and then Sunday morning, the next day.
All right. All right, listen, everybody, stay tuned. Everybody's back. Mikey Miss, the General T.Y., and Jen coming up next. Have a great day. So great to hear your voices. Well, be careful. Watch yourself. We love you. We'll see you in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.